Mama.
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me wine.
We're best friends.
Best friends in here.
Jay-Z admitted he cheated on Beyonce. Should be a learning lesson for women everywhere. It doesn't matter how beautiful, successful, etc. you are. If a man ain't shit, a man ain't shit.
And welcome to Mama's and Bro.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we were recording already. Fuck.
I had just pressed record and you started talking. I was like, well, let's see where this goes.
I'm sorry.
You get the entire quote.
I did. I was reading a meme. I'm sorry.
I got the whole thing from like Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. And I'm like, where is this going?
I was just reading a meme.
Welcome to Mama's and Bro. My name is Vanessa. I'm that lovely tidbit of advice.
It was brought to you by me.
Brought to you by Stephanie.
Hey guys.
And Christy is here too.
Hi.
I'm not bitter or anything. I didn't get cheated on. No. I was just reading a meme on Instagram.
No, it was very natural.
But it's true. Like, you know,
it is
successful
true.
Hot women
get cheated on all the time.
Yeah. Sophia Bush, Reese Witherspoon, you know, the list goes on.
It's that whole thing.
Beyonce.
What's the thing? Even
she stayed, and I can't fathom why. But yeah. You know, whatever.
There's that whole thing of like, no matter how hot the woman is or how successful the woman is, there's some man tired of her shit.
Yeah, exactly. So welcome to Mama's and Relax. We're full of good advice.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
We haven't even started drinking yet. Like, we barely opened the bottle.
Speak for yourselves. I had 2 margaritas at dinner.
Oh, it's going to be one of those.
I appreciate it.
This bitch can drink 2 margaritas at dinner, but she can't have more than 1 glass of wine with us. I'm starting to like question your medication.
Well, I have updates.
Okay, before we get into your updates, let's talk about the wine. Steph, thank you for doing that off the mic.
I did it off mic on purpose. I'm for my lovely listeners didn't have to.
We care about your ears, guys. So today Stephanie brought us a Lering.
Sure.
I don't know. Tempranillo. It's a 2014. So far, so good. It is a product of Spain.
Yes, from the motherland.
Jeez.
Yes, I just took a swig.
I haven't even tried it.
I just took a sip. And it was actually very nice.
It smells nice.
I like Spanish wine. I did a lot of drinking Spanish wine 10 years ago. No.
I did a lot of drinking of Italian wine a year ago.
Did we discuss this? What do you learn on a semester abroad?
Oh, what do you learn on a semester abroad? You learn how to get in bar fights and you learn how to...
In another country.
In another country, you learn how to awkwardly exit an almost orgy and you learn how to... get your then boyfriend, now husband, out of a situation where a naked girl's throwing herself at him.
Why can't I speak today? These are important life lessons.
You learn how to
Hi, Stephanie.
Get yourself out of it. What did you say?
I said it's your age, boo boo. Oh. It's your age.
You know how to get yourself out of a situation where.
A naked woman is throwing herself at you.
No, where a guy is like constantly coming onto you in front of your then boyfriend,
now husband,
and your then boyfriend, now husband's roommate has to intervene because the guy just doesn't get it. And you learn how to drink a lot.
You learn how to drink. I feel like the number one thing to take away from that is you learn.
And you also learn why everybody else in this world hates Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Because we suck when we travel.
We suck so hard. Well, me and my brother, okay, so last year we went to Italy. We've talked about this before. We went to Italy and I was...
You ran away and abandoned us? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, not sorry. I don't give a fuck. So like I would get dressed before we would leave the hotel in the morning and I'm like, okay, I feel like I blend in with the Europeans.
No,
like,
no, you, no. Don't. You don't.
I would walk out and I'm like, everybody's... And it doesn't help that my brother is like 6 foot with... a giant, like at that point he had a huge bushy beard and my dad spent the entire trip telling him,
you're gonna rip my dress,
lady down. My dad spent the entire trip telling my brother he looked like a terrorist because his beard was so full, and I'm like, people are staring at us, and like no matter what we did, people were always staring at us.
So. I bought clothes in Europe to blend in with the Europeans,
and you still stick out like a sore fucking thumb.
Jeff gave me such, like, I had so much issue with during our honeymoon because we went to London during Christmas,
right?
So here I am, packed. And
did you get
purchased an entire wardrobe?
Hat, what's it called?
Like a Union Jack?
A Union Jack? No, like
she's
top.
Like Joey,
hat.
Relax.
No, but like, all the okay,
locals,
so
locals wear them.
So I was super excited for my honeymoon.
Locals wear I Heart New York T-shirts too. Yeah.
So I was super excited for my honeymoon. So mm-hmm. I went out and bought all these clothes.
Be.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
no, my she wasn't excited for that part. She was excited to go to London.
I was excited to go to London and Paris.
But it's still your honeymoon. Like you should be excited to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After the wedding. It was great. But I was very excited for our wedding and the honeymoon and my lifelong dream to go to London. So I bought all these clothes and I bought this fabulous white like coat with...
Don't laugh at a white coat. A white coat is amazing.
I know. Exactly. I have a feeling.
You know where this is going?
I feel like I know where this is going.
This long white coat mm-hmm. with leather like... You've told me
about this coat.
And lapels, buttons, amazing. And then I have this amazing red scarf to go with it. You know, the whole look was on point.
Right.
Yeah. People in London don't dress in those colors.
No, they're
so
black.
You, when
they
you
don't
walk
dress
around,
in Union Jack colors.
Well, not even that. that white coat, man.
They were
Jeff
black.
Was like, we went to go to
That's
see all the Banksy artwork.
Black because everybody always just wears black.
Well, no, we went to go to... We had. I was okay.
Did you look
during,
like a museum
tourist
installation?
Well, no, here's the thing. I was good during the touristy, like, big, like during the actual...
Thanks.
I was good during the actual, like, museum stuff and, like, Big Ben and all that stuff.
Right, because you blended in with the tourists.
The rest of the tourists. But then we decided on, like, one of our other days there, we were going to go to
see the
Banksy
stuff.
Yeah,
you
want to
know how to not look like a tourist? Don't do touristy shit.
Yeah. No, but that was fine. Then we went to go see the Banksy shit. Which is
still touristy.
Yeah, but it's in like the not so great like areas.
Okay.
Because
so you wanted to get
art.
Stabbed.
So just like everybody, he goes, all the fucking like people are staring at you. We're going to get robbed. We're going to get
like,
robbed.
Look at me. I'm not from here.
I'm in a white coat.
You should have just put a giant, you should have just wrapped a giant American flag around you.
That, yeah. You could have really just put a target on your back. Basically. Like, I'm not from here. Look
so like
me.
The next day I changed into my like tan, like, you know, coat.
That's what they usually wear. They wear like,
that is like a
they wear like a
trench coat. Yeah,
like a raincoat. Exactly what I was thinking about.
Material
like
and stuff
coat.
Like that. But like as we're walking,
a
around,
Burberry trench coat is what would have.
Yes, that would have been
what
perfect.
You should have gotten.
But
it was a Burberry trench coat.
God,
that
would be like, a dream. Hello, I'm Christy.
You could have spent $4,000 on a Burberry trench coat.
On one trench coat.
Yeah. It's an investment. Shut
it
up.
It would have lasted you your whole life.
It would have. Those. That's a classic.
I'm agreeing with you.
I love my
I
white
know
coat.
There are people yelling at me that a Burberry trench, like, you should not spend $4,000 on a coat.
Burberry is classic.
Listen, like, Burberry is classic. It will never go out of style. And as long as you don't gain that much weight, you can always use it.
Yeah. Like, I have my London.
Buy it a little big. Just a little big.
Yeah. And, like, I have my
because
London
you should
fog.
Have, but coats should buy because you have to layer it.
Right. Yeah.
You
have
should
to wear
buy it
a
little bit bigger
underneath
anyway.
Your coat. So.
So I have my London fog that's, like, the very blah coloring,
right?
So I did have something to change into later on, but I will never forget, like, we're walking down these like side streets trying to look for the street art, and there's like a group of like these two guys that are like walking on the opposite side of the street and just like, we're gonna get fucking killed and it's your fault because
happy
you,
honeymoon honey.
Because you look like a freaking tourist because you're, no one, do you see anybody in white? Nobody's in fucking, I'm like, it's my fucking honeymoon. I am a bride.
I would have worn white.
I'm a bride.
You were in virgin white.
You should have just worn your Mickey ears with the veil on it and be like,
I'm a fucking bride and I wanted to wear my white
your virgin white coat.
Just finish drawing all the attention to yourself.
Because I've got like three white coats.
Of course.
Because a
white
coat looks
are amazing.
Fucking awesome.
The white coats are coming.
Beautiful.
The white coats are coming.
White coats are beautiful. Don't fight.
They are
them.
Beautiful.
But I will never forget that as long as I live. Is Jeff does like, we're gonna die, and it's gonna be your fault.
I said, you look like you're gonna pee on me. These are brand new boots. I will kick you.
No, she's not gonna pee on you. She just likes to stand over people's feet. It's
I will
weird,
kick you.
Yeah. Oh no.
Like, I mean, I'll support.
These boots are new. I don't need my job. These I don't need my parents. I've got great boots. Boots.
Boobs boots?
Boots, boots boots
oh I heard like boob boots I'm
I don't
like,
need a job I need my pants I've got great boots boots
why are you fine
I like boots boots for a title
boot boots I have no I like boobs boots
all right boots boots and I'll write boobs boots but and yeah, we'll see so what the mood says when I edit
for our listeners if anybody's planning a trip as amazing as a white coat
don't do it.
Don't do it just because.
Is this
going to
be our don't do it episode?
Don't do it.
Like, this is what we did.
Don't do it. Oh, God. I could do an entire fucking, like, series we on shit that you should not do.
Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap. They're great and lovely.
Do I have to bring the Admiral Akbar?
Don't do it.
Soundbite back out?
No.
Don't do it.
Okay, fine.
No.
Don't. What's ruin all my fun. Thanks, guys.
I'm fine.
Speaking of Admiral Akbar.
What?
Has everyone seen? Did you see Star Wars?
I did, but our listeners may not have.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. We're gonna talk about Star Wars.
Oh. But like, killed him. Nonchalantly, too.
Yeah, it like, was like there was like no
I didn't
fanfare.
Know it was him. Like, I thought it was another one, and they were, and then I read it later. It was like, oh, they killed Admiral Akbar. I'm like, I thought that motherfucker was dead.
But they said it in
yeah, but they said it like
it.
Super fast.
Yeah.
But they were like, but they said Admiral Akbar, Leia's in critical condition, but recovering.
And then, but General Akbar. Is dead. I was like, that motherfucker's still alive.
Not anymore.
Well, it was like, that guy's like nine. That guy fucking is older than Yoda.
I will tell you that at the beginning when he shows up,
dude's still alive.
I will tell you when he shows up in the beginning, like, because you do see him. Obviously,
I just thought it was another lobster person.
Another like Akbar-ish.
I know they have a name. I don't know what they're called. I don't pay that much attention.
I'm sure the boys are yelling at the.
I'm sure they are. David is sitting there going, "What the fuck?"
Well, like a month from now when they hear it,
yeah,
you know they're behind.
Yeah,
but so am I. So it's okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
So yeah, spoiler alert: Admiral Akbar died.
I mean, just to put it in the notes.
Spoiler: if you haven't seen,
was Jeff devastated that his favorite character died?
Well, here's the thing: like when it happened, I look over at him in the theater, and I could see his face going the same reaction of like, did they just?
But again, I didn't know
it was so fast.
I didn't know it was him. So like when they talked about it later, I was like, oh. What?
Yeah, it was very like anticlimactic. Like,
yeah, it was like to see. You would think that like because he's a beloved character, even though I feel like he doesn't have that big of a role.
It's a trap.
Yeah, but that.
Right, but
it's
like, that's
a
all
trap.
He said. No, I
bro,
know. But
Family
that's what I'm
Guy the whole movie after that. That
like
guy.
He's a very beloved character because of the. It's a trap. By like I figured they would have given him a little more fanfare, like a little bit of a bigger goodbye than just dude died.
Yeah, it was very like
sucked out into the vacuum of space.
And he too bad he Superman can't fly in. Back like Leia.
Yeah,
did.
Fucking. Too bad he doesn't have the fucking force.
Superman in, but like
Superman that hoe.
Superman that hoe. Leia Superman her ass back in.
The mama's take on the spoiler episode for Star Wars. What moms think about Star Wars? Fucking A. The boys
that would be
version.
A good. That would be. I mean,
the boys' version is something completely
different.
Oh my god,
the boys'
different.
Version. They would be talking about that one scene for like 45
Jeff
minutes.
Hates that scene.
I know he does.
Yeah,
it was really fun talking to him about it.
I'm not far behind him on it.
I don't. I'm,
because it took me out of the moment.
It does. I've seen it three times now. That scene.
I did too, and I was like,
I feel like they could have.
It's like this is what we're doing, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like they could have done it like in such a more subtle. Way like,
I feel like that was them trying to be subtle because she didn't really move that much. Like it was just like a twitch of the finger and then she started like
I didn't really like get it until I read after like Entertainment Weekly like the next day I published an article where who's this motherfucker
Akbar.
No.
Ray yeah. Johnson?
That I say. Okay. That
director.
Guy.
Oh. The director.
The okay. director person. The director man.
Ray Johnson.
Sure.
The director guy.
That guy.
The one with the chair.
Like, he gets a chair.
The one with the chair. And the board. The clipboard. The action. The action man. The action person.
I think we found the topic of this episode. The mamas destroy Star Wars.
Just movies, period. Or like the mama guy that's in charge with the hat and the
megaphone. Does he get like?
Yeah, he gets a megaphone.
He gets a megaphone and a beret. I think there's a beret involved.
He's the dictator of the movie. Guys.
Like, didn't they used to wear like hats?
They did. They wore the show
Star Wars in the 30s, guys.
Dave must love it. Then.
That's exactly why Dave.
Fucking Alfred Hitchcock shot Star Wars, guys. That's how we're doing this. All right. I read an interview with.
You can just see like the cigarette
with the cigarette holder. It's with the cigarette holder. He's just like, no, or like it's just the cigarette just hanging off his lip. Like,
he's not fucking Karl Marx. What the fuck is wrong with you?
How do they do that?
Groucho Marx. Sorry, not Karl Marx. But Karl Marx is the communist.
Like, I don't know how they do that.
Why don't you ask Groucho Marx? Did you graduate high school with him?
No,
he took her on a date once.
No. You wanted a date with a communist, Christy?
That's
did Joe McCarthy
marks.
Come knocking on your door?
Different marks. He didn't tell me.
I read an interview with him and with Kathleen Kennedy.
Okay.
Saying that was a choice that they made because Carrie Fisher really wanted it.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad.
She wanted the opportunity
to use the Force
for Leia, to show Leia's Force ability.
And
we haven't seen it
since
then. And the other thing that they said was
Leia used the Force a lot in this movie.
Right. The other thing that they said that, which was Carrie Fisher was of the opinion that Leia channeled her Force abilities into politics and diplomacy.
Right.
Which is why she was so awesome at doing all that stuff.
You will side with me.
Yeah.
I did the hand gesture.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the mamas you're looking for.
No, it's not us, guys. So you didn't hear it from us.
Once I read that. Sorry.
Bless you.
I didn't want to burp on mic.
Oh, I thought you were sneezing. No. But I mean, like, I talked to Dave about it.
Once I read that, I was like, well, okay, that makes a little bit more sensitive. And if Carrie Fisher is okay, like,
if Carrie Fisher
wanted to take a shit on screen for an hour and a half, like, I would have been okay.
If she wanted a shit on, you know, the Yoda puppet, I would have been like, do it, girl. Use that Force.
But like, okay, like,
if she wanted to throw Admiral Akbar from the fucking spaceship, I would have been okay with that.
Exactly.
Shit.
I mean, like, she could do whatever the fuck she wants. Like, she earned it. But I don't like the way they animated it. I think that's more my problem with it. It just looks
that's
like
my problem.
She was just like, oh, I'm dead. Oh, wait, no, look, my fingers are moving. Oh, here I go. I'm flying through space like Superman. Like,
Yeah, like my thing was like she paused because she felt Kylo.
Yeah. Like, Kylo felt hurt too.
Yeah, like she felt it like and she
guys,
knew
this
it was
is huge
kind of coming.
Spoilers.
Huge spoilers.
Huge spoilers.
This is you're gonna put the title. This is the mamas spoiler.
Mamas destroy Star Wars.
We're fucking geeks. We can talk about this shit if we want to. But, like, I thought that, like, if they would, me and Jeff have talked about this, like, that if they would have.
Maybe this episode would get a lot of hits.
Yeah. We literally, if she would have just stood there when she felt it coming, because she kind of felt it coming.
Yeah.
And when the room exploded, maybe, like, use the Force to, like, hold herself. And let everything else, and then like just somehow do something inside that instead of this whole like I'm gonna fly through the air like Superman. Because let me tell you, watching it when she got blown out into space, because I've watched enough sci-fi shit to know
like
that
she would have exploded.
That no, well they freeze. Like most of the shit that you see, like they freeze and then they eventually like start to crumble because their body freezes in the material and they like.
Honestly,
so I thought you
none
exploded.
Of us have ever been to space,
well, granted, but like
so we
movies.
Don't really know.
I'm going with that. I saw in other movies that like they push, like when they go onto space, like it's supposed to be so cold out there that they freeze and then they start to like basically dematerialize.
Okay,
but so I was like, when that moment
she did
happened,
start freezing.
Yeah,
like there was like crystals forming on her skin.
I thought that moment. I was like, my issue was that moment. I was like, oh shit. This is how it ends.
That's what I thought they were doing too.
And
like,
then,
this is how we say goodbye. Like, oh fuck.
That's what I thought they were doing too.
And she's gonna just like fade off. I'm like, that's kind of sudden, but you know.
Yeah, it was a little too early in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of too. I was like, oh, really? Like, this is where we're gonna, like, this is how we're gonna end it, which was kind of sucky because I was like, well, like, they shot an entire movie with her, and then like to just like to kill her off in the middle of the movie kind of sucks, but like whatever, like they, I know that they have to do it, and I was fully prepared for Leia to go in this movie. I totally wasn't expecting what actually happened, so I was full on prepared for Leia to go.
Yeah, and that's why, so like that's what I thought was gonna happen. So the second that like her hand starts twitching and she starts doing the like hover, I was like, I went from like being ready to start hysterically crying
to what the fuck?
To what the, is she, what is she? And then nobody seemed surprised. Like, Poe and,
yeah, they were like, oh my God, she's still coming. Out there. She's coming back.
She's
like,
coming back. Let's go run to open the door. What the, nobody's surprised by this.
I don't know that I want to let her back in. This is how we get zombies.
Zombie Leia's coming.
Zombies in space. Like,
it sounds like a B movie from the 50s. Zombies in space. Let's write that movie.
My God, sure. We should. But like, so, but I will tell you that the one moment, because again, we're gonna spoil this entire movie. So if you have,
but like, we're gonna spoil it like bad.
Yeah. So when she like goes into her like induced coma thing for that, and then when she eventually wakes up, the best face ever is where the like kind of mutiny is happening, and she takes Poe down to like.
Right.
Okay, stop. And then she just looks. They just flash to Billy Lord. Mm-hmm. And she just does the face of like, oh, fuck, mom. Like, she just like drops the gun and she's like, no. See?
I wasn't a part of this.
Ma, no.
Yo like, no hice
eso. No, no, no. Like, she has the perfect
they
face.
Did it.
She, like, I don't know.
They made me do it.
Like, it was that face of like when your mom catches you and you're just like, no, 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 no. See, it was her idea. He totally told me.
My friend made me do it.
My friend made me do
it. Mom, I was just holding it for him.
I was just holding it. No.
Who should I tell them was high?
Who should I tell them talked me into being high?
But that was like,
tricked me into doing this.
I blame Oni.
It's like, this is my,
thanks for being on the podcast last week, Oni. We love you.
Unless this airs out
of
order.
Unless it airs before, then you'll hear it next week.
And you'll get to meet somebody named Oni.
Mm-hmm. He's cool people.
But yeah, that was like the best moment. I was laughing because I was like, she just looks like a scared daughter going, no, 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 that's not mine. That's like when your mom catches you with a pack of cigarettes or something and you're like, no, see, I'm holding them.
I had
my
the bag.
Friend.
My friend didn't have a bag, so I was holding
her
stuff.
Oh, she totally left it in here.
Oh, no, for years, like, my friend Ely smoked. And so whenever I would go out, I was like, why do you smell like cigarettes? And I'm like, because Ely smokes, mom, and, you know, I'm with her, and I have to, like, the
smell.
It
just gets on me because she smokes in the car with the windows closed.
And then she found the cigarettes. One, I'm just like, why do you have cigarettes? I'm like, because, you see, Ely's mom doesn't know she smokes, so she doesn't want them at her house. But, you know, I don't smoke, so I can just tell you when you see them that
they're not mine. Mom, obviously.
Well, like, one time, I've always had migraines, and what worked for me for a long time was Excedrin. And Excedrin has a big E on the pill. They used to have a big E on it.
We know where
this is. I don't think it does anymore, but on tablet, not on like the smooth one,
not
but
on the
like
capsules.
On the capsules, but on like the regular tablet.
Yeah, because
I don't know if they do anymore, but they still.
They might still have it.
You gotta mark your shit.
Never mind. So it used to have a big E, and my mom found them once. And she was like, what are these pills? And I was like, Excedrin for when I get a fucking headache. And she was like, my friend's a pharmacist. I'm going to take them to her. I'm going to make sure you're not doing drugs. This is ecstasy. I was like, okay.
Sure, Jan. My dad did something similar.
Go right ahead. I told him, I was like, take them. Go ahead.
Yeah, my dad did Google back similar. Then.
Yeah.
That you can let me, like, what does an Excedrin tablet look like? The reason I know this is because I recently Googled what does a Valium and a Xanax look like.
Well, I have some in my purse.
Well, no, need to differentiate the two because I found them in my bag. And I was like,
the Xanax says Xanax on them.
No, it wasn't the Xanax. It was the
muscle
Valium
relaxer.
And the muscle relaxer.
Valium is a muscle relaxer, though.
Yeah, but I had the two pills right in the green. There was a green pill and a yellow one.
Valium is green.
Which was which.
Which pill?
I just got a refill, by the way.
Yeah. I couldn't realize which was which.
Stephanie,
and I was like,
does not share her drugs with us.
No.
Just disclaimer. But my dad did that to my brother. My dad spent like 2 weeks pissed at my brother because my brother borrowed my dad's car.
You want?
And he found he found like some a capsule in his on the floor of the car, and my dad was like, "What the fuck is?" He spent 2 weeks that he did not talk to my brother because he was convinced that my brother was on pills. And then he took the pills. He finally took, because he tried to do research on his own, because this was like 2008, 2009. So we did have internet. And he like trying to do research on his own. He couldn't find anything. And then he like took them to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist. Oh,
he is his sister a pharmacist?
Yeah, but she lives in another state.
Oh.
So he like told me, finally told my mom or something, because he was like trying to keep it from my mom so that my mom wouldn't get upset. And then he finally like broke down and told my mom, and my mom was like, "That's my whatever she needed." It was my mom's pill. I don't remember what medication she was taking, but she was like, no, that's fine. But 2 weeks he did not talk to my brother for 2 fucking weeks because he was convinced my brother was on some sort of pill.
Now here's the thing, not to question your parents or your dad's parental decisions here, but I'm mad at my kid because I think he's doing drugs, so I'm not going to talk to him for 2 weeks.
Because he was trying to figure it out. He was giving him... God yes. bless his heart. He was like,
I want you to realize what you've done.
No, I know. I know. I was like, why didn't you just ask? I guess he just didn't want to like...
Wait, but did he tell your brother he had found them?
Yeah, he finally ended up telling my brother.
No, but for the 2 weeks?
After the 2 weeks.
So your brother had no idea why for 2 weeks your dad was mad at him?
I don't even think my brother noticed. Like, because my brother's always out of the house. Like, my brother has so many like hobbies and things that he does, so he's always out of the fucking house. Like, he treats the house like it's a hotel. Like, he goes there to shower and sleep, and sometimes he eats there, but most of the time he's out of the house. So probably I don't know that he realized that my dad wasn't talking to him. So I mean, parenting at its finest.
That's kind of amazing though.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, anyway, Star Wars.
Back talk about Star Wars. Awkward shirtless
kind of. Oh my okay God. I don't know why people are like, I guess maybe I'm too old at this point, even though this kid is like my age, but I don't find this person attractive.
No.
I don't understand.
No, I like
him as Kylo.
I like him as Kylo. I love the character of Kylo Ren.
I also think that maybe the reason I don't find him attractive is because I'm so on board with what Stephanie Meyer Sr. said in a WooBro episode, that he needs to play a young Snape at some point.
He does.
And
he does. I can see that. Like,
they need to hurry up and do that because he's getting older.
Yeah.
I say he's got a little bit of time for it. Like, I can still see him pulling off, like...
No, I want them to do it now.
Yeah, because he's getting now to the past, so the age that he might not be able to pull off college years, Snape.
Yeah.
So he can...
Well, I mean, they can make makeup and digital magic, like, but still...
My thing is, like, I never
do
like
it now, Hollywood. Listen like, to us.
I never found him.
You only want 10%.
Yeah.
I just never want found a damn him attraction. Marauders movie.
Yeah.
I just want a fucking Marauders movie. Is that so hard?
Yes.
Or a Netflix TV show.
That one.
Because they're on Fantastic Beasts better right now. So
we're not going to get it for a while.
I know.
Like, we got 4 Fantastic Beasts movies before anything happens.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, so they, like, my thing is, like, I love him as Kylo because I love the bad guys. And I love this whole, like, emo, over-emotional, like,
oh, really?
Kid. I love this whole.
Really?
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you?
I love I
the. Tell us know. More.
Yeah. But I love Adam, and I love Adam Driver. Like, I love that guy because he is, like, not an actor.
Like
he's not, like,
him.
A Hollywood actor.
I think he's really cute when they do like the intense close-ups of his face, like the angles, like really close to his face. But then when
really
they show
his face, just his eyes.
It really is like
his right eye.
It's like
really
his
hot.
Eye and like some of his, not even all of his nose, like some of his nose and his
that
mouth.
Ear. His left ear is
it's
so
like,
sexy.
It's like a crescent moon of his face.
Here's the thing though.
But from
since
far away,
I saw
I don't like it.
Since I saw only the first season of Girls, like I know what kind of douche capabilities he has,
yeah,
which is why he would be a perfect Snape. Well,
he's such a fucking cunt basket. Well, on
I could not
basket.
I will tell you, I could not watch Girls besides the fact that I had big issues with that show.
Well,
in general,
that show sucks, but
I couldn't watch those scenes because like that was way too real.
He's
for
such
me because I knew the like I know that guy.
He's
I
like the epitome of a millennial fuckboy,
yeah,
on that show. Like, just watch the first episode. Like, you don't have to, don't fucking put yourself through watching all of Girls, but just yeah, watch the first his first scene, just the first scene. Yeah,
I know that guy. Like,
we all know that guy.
I had so much emotional, like, physical reaction
right
to him that I could not watch the show because I literally was like, that I know that yeah. person, and this is bringing up way too much, like,
memory.
It's like
memory.
Hashtag too real.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I like Adam Driver in general is like an actor just because, like, he's an ex-military guy. He mm-hmm. does like a shit ton of stuff with his music. He does a bunch of stuff with like veterans and like making sure that, you know, with PTSD, and like he is amazing what he does because he stays completely out of the spotlight.
Good.
Like, you do not see him and his wife, like, you don't see them unless Star Wars stuff comes up. Like, he doesn't do like
red carpet,
your usual yeah. Like, he's not out there a lot, so I like loved him as character, but that was the most like awkward.
So he's good at his job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, that was the most awkward scene. Like, I don't need to know what Kylo Ren looks like outside of the suit,
right? Like, that could have been
like the fact that like they gave him like,
it was just gratuitous.
out of the well, shower, like, I put on my high-waisted pant part of my of the suit.
Like, that was so it was so uncomfortable because they were like high-waisted, but they were like, it was too high
because
like they were like,
there's a whole look pant. To it,
like, okay, Christy, so I know we all know that Christy would be part of the Empire, like, yeah. She would be part of their the First Order because their outfits are better. Their pants have not progressed. Yeah. Like, they all wear grandpa pants,
but I don't need it from Kylo Ren, though. Now, if we can get it from Poe Dameron.
Yeah, or Finn.
Or Finn, I'm on okay board. With
that. Like, and, like, regular waisted pants.
No, but like, I also feel that
but
there's,
is this
like,
the first, like, gratuitous shirtless scene that we've gotten?
For men? I think
I think so. And there was an Anakin one at some point, but who cares?
Yeah, Anakin did it, like, waking up from, like,
yeah, I feel like I remember this,
like in a sweat dream.
But it was quick. It wasn't
it was
like
quick.
But it wasn't like.
No, but this was like lingering,
and I was.
And like, it was like so uncomfortable
for how douchey Hayden Christensen.
I like it.
Was he's more attractive.
Mm-hmm. He's at least he's much like, better looking.
He like it was a better.
He's conventionally attractive.
Yeah. No, but and I have no problem with Kylo Ren. I don't
have problem with unconventionally attractive. But this guy's just not.
Like, he doesn't do it for me. Like, I like his aesthetic as Kylo Ren.
Right.
But it just, I didn't need that.
I'm trying to think, who's unconventionally attractive that I like? Because I know
I do. Adrian Brody?
No.
Because I like Adrian Brody.
No, I don't. Really? But I do have.
Why is that, like, not a shocker?
Are you really surprised?
No, I'm not. That was a very unsurprised, really. Like, duh.
No, Seth but I'm trying to think because I do, but I just can't think of anybody right now.
I'm trying
now.
To think of, like, my unconventional one.
That's an unconventional one.
Zachary
no,
Levi.
But he's cute. He's not ugly. Zachary Levi's not ugly.
But he's not, I guess, like, he did have a perm for a while. There was a perm going on there.
I'm trying to think. I'll come over.
But, like, my thing is, like,
half an hour from now, she's just going to shout a name.
And then it'll be like, kill Mary, fuck, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and I think what also made it awkward was that he is very, for this movie, he's become very, like, top. Large,
right?
So it was like a lot of shoulder.
It cuts him in like a weird angle.
Yeah, it was a lot of shoulder and then like cut right above the belly button.
Yeah.
So
and the whoever did that costume,
and let's be real, if you're gonna do shirtless, give me a V,
right?
Because
like they
that's appropriate short like shirtless.
We were talking about this last time, but the V is like much more attractive than the actual penis.
Of course it is,
because the V is just a suggestion of where to look, but it's not actually like in your face. Like, look at me, I'm a penis. It's more of like there's something here
in your face. I'm a penis.
We did talk about this. That the penis is very aggressive.
It's a very aggressive organ. But the V is suggestive. It's like.
It's like an invitation.
You, it is. It's an arrow. It's pointing you in the right direction of where you want to be, but you know, it still leaves something to the imagination.
Yeah, like I could have totally seen like maybe a scene with Poe or Finn like after something, because I really need the rebels to start taking showers at some point. Because
I don't.
I'm okay with them being dirty.
They all look dirty. So, but like, I could have seen like.
No, I'm okay.
It would have been nice of them to be like, it's really appeal. Hot. And, like, take a layer off because they're wearing shirts and jackets and jumpsuits. And I'm like, I'm sweating just watching you people. No wonder you're all fucking dirty.
It's cold.
Yes, but it's hot here. So I'm like, take something off, please.
But like, I think that's one thing. And then they're supposed to, and that scene becomes one of the more like emotional, poignant discussions that Kylo has with
I also Rey. I'm not like okay with this whole like thing of people like shipping Rey and Kylo Ren.
No,
for
I love it.
No, hold on. Let's go for two reasons as to why this is not okay. Number one, if it turns out that they're related, which I'm still not convinced that they're not.
I'm still not convinced that they're not.
If it turns out that they're related, that's fucking weird. Number one. Number two.
But that's already okay in this universe because Luke and Leia made out.
Before they knew they were related. They're not fucking Cersei and Jaime. Relax. That's only okay on Game of Thrones. It's only okay on Game of Thrones.
It's not okay in Game of Thrones either.
We are only okay with it when it's Jon and Daenerys.
I was going to say, it's only okay
when it's Jon and Daenerys.
But they're like... They're not brother and sister.
No, they're aunt and nephew.
There's a little bit more distance between them.
Yeah, it's not creepy.
A little bit. It's actually really hot.
It's hot as fuck.
No, his ass is hot as fuck. Let's get this straight.
His ass is a perfect circle.
It's a peach, and I love it.
Listen, the fact that the world and the
was
directors...
rooting for incest.
Yeah, the world was like, they need to bone, and then they're like, and they're related.
And no, and the best part about it is that nobody, like... During the filming of this scene was like, oh, let's put her on top. No. We want his ass.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
They knew what we wanted.
Thank you, Game of Thrones.
They knew what we wanted.
We thank you.
Yeah. We want Jon Snow ass. We don't want her. No.
Number one, it's problematic for that reason. Number two, if it's problematic if they're not related for a whole mess of other reasons. Because if he's like super abusive if they're not related. Like he's super manipulative and super
abusive. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, like that's.
But she can change him.
No, she can change him a little. She tried that part.
She can fix.
I just
him.
Rolled my eyes so hard. She saw my brain.
She can fix him, you guys.
But like, my thing is like, it was a very like important.
It's so problematic. It's so problematic.
But then why have him shirtless for it? Like it was
because
super...
they were trying to give us a little something.
No,
for the girl nerds.
Yeah, but I know that there is some people,
but that's not the one that I wanted.
Well, and I know that there is some people that thought that was like end all be all of hotness.
I guess it's the little girls. I don't.
It is the little girls.
The little girls. There's there's like other people out there in this world.
What did that mean?
That was.
Use your words.
So, no, she doesn't need to use her words. I got it. It was a message for me. It was received. And I got it. Thank you.
Right. Like, there's people out there that, you know, that was for them. And-
but I feel like if they wanted to, like, give it to everybody, they would have made it more of, like, he just stepped out of the shower and is just wearing a towel.
That was my issue. Why did he have to have the pants on?
Right, like, Donald he Duck was, never like, wore pants. Half-dressed. Like, it was like he was changing. And he was, I got a mustard stain on my shirt. Let me change. Like, no. Like,
and he, yeah.
No.
Because, like, if he was taking a shower or something like that, fine. And granted, because it became a serious moment between them as they were talking, and, like, it would have been really awkward if he was in a towel.
But I mean, if that had
do
that
they
been,
have towels in
the and that was my other question.
Do they have linens? Like, do they have?
They have. You know, irons and stuff. They have a laundry room, so they have to have
towels.
Do they
have droids that bring you like fresh linens?
Do they use the three seashells? Like, how do they, like, you know, wipe?
They have linen droids.
I mean, maybe
they have housekeeping.
Yeah, duh.
Well, obviously they do. There is a nice crease to those Empire. Like, that is freshly ironed. There is freshly not one.
There is no wrinkles in those capes, guys.
There is no. Those capes are perfect.
They're steamed.
Oh, you gotta put your cape. Hang on. Steam it.
To go outside all the time.
Gotta shake it out. Okay, let's keep going. We took a turn, guys.
Love our turns.
I mean, speaking of laundry, that scene with the irons, like, was that necessary? I don't know, because I don't know. I mean, I'm new to the
it's not
Star
a fandom
Wars
thing,
world.
Like, oh, there must be a laundry. No, like.
But now we know that there is.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was like a Spaceballs thing. like a reference to Spaceballs, because in Spaceballs they have like the the vacuum, and it's like a big vacuum spaceship.
I don't know. I didn't think so, but
I mean, that's where my brain went with it. I may be wrong.
Spaceballs.
I don't know. So what else are we gonna talk about with this movie?
Luke dies.
He doesn't die. He becomes one with the Force.
Yeah. Tell me about me, Edna.
No. David's yelling at you. I can hear it.
Like, I've seen the best memes ever about Luke. And like, even Mark Hamill came out and said this is not the Luke that he would have portrayed. But, and it's funny because like they showed like all the other movies.
Yeah, I know, he's backpedaling. I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like, everyone, it's like Disney's PR team gets on people, because everyone that has come out and like said that this is not what I would have done, like a week and a half later, has to make like issue some kind of public apology.
Of course. You can't talk shit about Disney.
But it's like they showed like all this stuff.
I wonder, they have they fucking, you know, like there's that scene in The Godfather with like the horse that ends up blood, like the horse head in your bed. Like you get like a dead, like a Mickey head, like blood in your bed.
That's terrifying.
Like, what kind of threat do you get from Disney?
I feel like that would be even scarier than Gwyneth Paltrow's
head from Seven.
Why do I feel that there is something? Why do I feel that there's something out there in this world, and it's Mickey threatening people? There is like a cartoon.
I'm sure there is.
No, there's like something that I've seen that it's like Mickey like threatening somebody, like, you know, and like, oh God, I have to think about that. But yeah, it's like young Mark Hamill, like in all the like old movies with as Luke, like, oh, I can save him, he's not lost, I can do this, I can help him, I can do this,
go away.
No. And then it shows this movie and it's like, no, I see that there is too much dark in him, I will kill him now. Like, I'm not gonna try to save anybody, fuck this guy.
I mean, that was a lot. Like,
it was a weird,
like, it was a lot. I mean, I get it. He was trying to stop it before it got out of control.
But
that's not the way to do things, because you made it worse.
Yeah, you made that.
It is your fault.
This is all your fault. Mm-hmm. You failed this city.
Don't know your whole life. I know this is your fault.
And like, why when you like astral project yourself or force project yourself, whatever you want to call it, like you change your outfit and cut your hair?
Because he wants this guy to see him like the last time he saw him.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, to be like, I'm all like tough,
clean.
It really bothered me though, like the scene that really bothered me with that is when they like shoot all the stuff at Luke, like they just shoot like 50,000, like, yeah, all the guns, shoot everything, and then the Weasley. Commander Hux.
Did you think
I've never liked Hux? Like, he's pissed me off since he was Percy Weasley.
Come on, that's why this is like his
I mean
role.
Like, this is just an extension of Percy Weasley.
This is just happened. You being an asshole, yeah, like in everything I've seen you
if
in.
If Percy Weasley existed in the Star Wars universe, that's exactly who he would be.
He would look at both groups and go, they're dirty, he's in charge, I'm going over here. Yeah. And he'd become a member of-
they have
really
power, they have money.
I really just want him to die a slow death. Like, I want him, like,
I love that he gets thrown around. I love that Snoke just like drops him and
really
drags him across the floor.
Since these have been like kind of like reflective of the original trilogy, like, I really want him to get dropped into a Sarlacc pit in the next movie.
It probably could happen. But like, it really bothered me though, like, and I get the reason that they didn't do it, but like the moment where he's like just looking at Kylo and so there's like shooting like every laser beam or every rocket, like everything, yeah, they have at Luke, and then he goes, don't you think we've done enough, and like Kylo basically like just like slams him and drops him. I kind of wish he wouldn't have done that, because I wanted it to be around for that kind of like that second where they stop and the smoke clears.
Man,
and Luke
I
is
love
still
the,
there.
The brushing his,
yeah,
shoulder.
But like the fact that he
fantastic
goes, don't you think we've
I still
done
need
enough?
That gif.
Yeah, that he goes, don't you think we've done enough? And like, I would kind of liked him to have been standing there.
I'm like, no.
When clearly he goes, no, fucker, he's still there. Like, I kind of wanted him to see the, oh shit, but he was on the floor unconscious.
That whole thing, everything, like that whole the fight with Kylo and
your daughter,
Rey.
By the way, yesterday asked me to draw her crystal dogs.
Yeah, I know, she asks me all the
because
fucking time
they
to
are
draw things
beautiful and
they really are cool
majestic creatures.
Yeah, but that the the fight with Kylo and Rey and like the red guard. Yeah, the red Imperial samurai stormtroopers.
Jeff will scream at me, but whatever.
They're red samurai stormtroopers. That's what I'm calling them.
Sure. That is the I know that's mama's not, name.
Yeah. But like Sophie was like laying down the whole movie, like draped across Neri the whole time. Like that fight started happening and she was like, she sat up in her seat and was like, whoa. And I love that she likes watching girls kick ass. I'm like, yeah, babe, girls can do that. So it was really cute. I like that she enjoyed that part of the movie.
Well, that movie, that fight was amazing. And then when it, like, I will say, like, I sat, like, my sit up moment was like, I liked that scene, but I really, like, because I'm a dork, when they got to the planet and they shoot the first like shot onto the like the salt covered mm-hmm. thing and it puffs up red. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be beautiful. Because I'm a jerk.
Because those are your colors.
Those are my colors. And it was like, that's why I have to be part of the Empire.
Sophie was like, why is the snow turning red? I'm like, it's not snow.
It's salt.
You don't know, I said that like 8 times. She's like, no, mommy, but okay, so the snow is white, but the salt is red. I'm like, no, mommy, the white stuff is snow. I mean, it's not snow, it's salt. And she was like, okay, so the snow. And I'm like, no. Yeah. So just it's fucking salt.
The planet is red.
And it's covered in salt.
It's covered in salt. That's why the dude, like, oh, it's salt. Like, he had to, like, give mm-hmm. you that. Like, they had to, they basically, which it's from, like, that made me
We laugh. Had to be mansplained that it was salt.
Well, that makes me laugh because that always reminds me of, like, a Kevin Smith interview from like years ago that he was always like, he said that there's things that you have to do in your movies to basically like not mansplain but like to basically to dumb it down yeah. for your audience. And he goes perfect example in Dogma, there's a scene where they're in a house and Loki's there and it's really hot. And he wants the AC, and because that's it, like he's hot and like he doesn't like being in hell, he wants AC. And you see the AC vent and it turns on and there's little streamers mm-hmm. like you would see in a store
right.
attached to a home's AC vent.
Right.
Obviously no home that I know
is gonna have that,
but he put it in there because at that second you see that the AC turned on and now the room is cold.
Right.
He's like that, like you give like a complete nugget like that, like, okay, look, air. I can't just like show you.
You can't just assume that the air is on.
And it's coming out and they could see it. And it's like, I guess that's the same thing, like, oh look, no, it's not snow. Like, you all are gonna assume that this is snow because
it
white.
Looks like snow. It's white. It's like white. Your first
it's
thought
also
is
also like a reverse, like sorry, I'm trying to get my words right. A reverse, like frame by frame or whatever of Empire. So like, if you're going off Empire, like Hoth is snow. So if we're going on a battle on a planet and the planet's white, this is the nerdiest thing I've ever said.
Dave has a boner right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Put it away, David.
Get an ass pack, babe. Yeah.
That seems like a violent way to get rid of a boner.
Grandma.
Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day.
This is how Susan B. Anthony would kiss. How would Margaret Thatcher make out? Parks and Recs. People, Parks and Recs. Oh my goodness gracious, the boys are gonna kill us for half this
I stuff. Don't give a fuck, they're not here.
Oh, they didn't do a Star Wars special.
Our podcast not my fault. Yet.
Not my fault.
It's not it, I tried to get people to come over here, nobody wanted
they
to come
they had plenty
here.
Of opportunity, they could have done it.
We did it first, huh?
Yeah. I still don't believe that that like the whole Rey thing.
Oh no, I don't buy it.
I don't buy that she's nobody. I think that he put that in her head to like bring her down,
probably.
Look, I've taken enough film analysis. Gaslighting. He's gaslighting her. That's why he's not okay. That's why he's not okay.
That's not okay.
Anyway, look, I've taken enough film analysis classes to know that you don't put scenes of twins having freaky twin communication And then two people who are seemingly unrelated and have nothing to do with each other having some kind of freaky twin communication.
And say that it was Snoke that did it all.
And say that it was Snoke that did it all because after Snoke died, they were still having freaky twin communication. No. Homie, don't play
How
that game.
How are they having freaky... Oh, at the end.
At the end. I take they it back. Still had I take it. It back. Well, and the thing is... Like,
well, some- I don't... But it wasn't as strong as it was with Snoke. They were just... It was like the Luke and Leia way of doing it. Well,
but exactly. The Luke and Leia are the only two that can do it.
Exactly. And they were like literally edited right behind each other. Like there was Luke and Leia scenes and then there were Rey and Kylo Ren scenes. Like you don't do nothing in a movie. The first thing that I...
See, this is why I don't take filmmaking classes because I don't want to know this stuff.
The first thing that they tell
you... I want to come up with my own opinions.
The first thing that they tell you in a film analysis class is nothing that is done in a movie is ever not done on purpose. Nothing. From the clothes that they wear,
I feel like
from the color of a light.
Did she fart?
Yes. From the color of a light to the angle of a shot, nothing is ever not done on purpose.
Yeah, and the thing is that
I feel like that's like a duh statement. Like they have to do shit on purpose or else it doesn't get done.
Right, but everything means something. Right. Everything means something.
Well, and the thing is like the way that they said it, like some people were like, well, then why did she say it? And I'm like, what is the one worst nightmare of an abandoned or orphan kid?
That you weren't, you're not that wanted.
That you weren't wanted. So obviously she has this in the back of her head. Yeah, she's thought that her parents were these like superstar people and all this stuff. But in the back of her head, all the way in the back, there's always that thought of,
that teeny little bit of self-doubt.
Well, that maybe I'm nobody.
That maybe I'm nobody and my parents just abandoned me. I've had this thought. I've always, you know, Barney thought that Bob Barker was his dad.
Because do you know that the voice before they actually casted, I always forget this fucking actress's name. The one that's Tammy One, mm-hmm. that's actually his mom. Yes. The voice of her, like, off screen is Megan Mullally.
There you go. So, like, the thing is, you have it in they've always had it in the back of their head. They think the best case scenario is up here, but in the back of your head, you have my dad's just some dude from, like, down the street.
Right.
Like, that left my mom at a bar one night. Like, it's, you know, but the fantasy is that I'm, like, the child of these, like, super Jedis. Mm-hmm. So, and again, what I really hated, and I've asked like 3 or 4 people about it already, and Jeff totally disagrees with me, but like 3 of his friends agree with me on it, and Neri thought that I was fucking crazy because what I said what there? I really disliked is at the end of the movie when they're all on the ship,
mm-hmm.
and Poe, like, okay, we've got inappropriate Asian kisser, like boundaries, girl.
The sexual harasser.
Sexual harasser that, like, out of nowhere, fucking,
she's like 12. Like,
she's not like 12. She's in a they're both consenting adults. But the fact
no, Finn was not a consenting adult.
He was not. Enthusiastic Finn consent, did not consent was missing.
Yes. Like, she could have said.
He was disoriented. He was just in a plane crash or whatever that thing was. I don't know.
She could have easily told him, you know, you say the people that you care about, or like, you know, we take care of our own, or anything like that. She did not.
Way to be thirsty,
like,
Rose.
Yeah, for real, bro.
Rose was a little thirsty there.
Keep in your pants, Rose.
Yeah, and you have like Finn, like, you know, checking on her and like looking at her, like,
oh. Sometimes he's just nice. Sometimes they're just nice.
Yeah, and but then so you they like,
I feel like he's a little bit thirsty too though.
He is because he's looking for attention.
Because he was a stormtrooper. He was one. Like, he was a mask for so long, and now people are paying attention. He has his best friend, Poe, and his other best friend, Rey.
Sure, we can say best friend.
Yeah, best friend. We're going to go with best friend, okay?
But, like, the thing, that's what bothered
hashtag
me.
Hashtag no homo.
Yeah.
Hashtag all homo.
I know.
You are my world.
But, as homo.
I tell the world.
He's as then, homo like, as the fucking duet from The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron.
But, like, the thing is, like, they show you that scene of, like, Finn looking at Rose as she's, like, in her little coma, like, how you left Finn in the Force Awakens. And then here comes Poe walking up to Rey, and she's been like, "Hi, I'm Poe," and she's like, "Oh, I know." Like,
no,
not the other way around.
Says, "Hi, I'm Rey." And he goes, "Oh,
I know."
And, like, he looks at her with fuck me eyes.
Yeah,
like he looked at her with fuck me eyes.
They do him.
That's
I
fine.
I would totally do him.
No, but that's okay. But like Jeff was like, no, he was just saying hi. I'm like, no, he's Latin. No, bro. Those are fuck me eyes.
Yeah. No.
He's from Miami, bro.
Yeah.
He's from Miami, bro. We know those. We know what that means.
We've seen those eyes. We've been on the other end of those eyes many times.
Yeah. And like Jeff was like, oh, no, that was. And Neri got super mad at me. Like,
oh, I haven't like, had this no. conversation with him. No, he totally wanted to fuck Ray.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, no, they were just saying, I'm like,
no, and Ray totally wants to do him too.
No.
I'm like, Ray was like, oh, okay. Hey, boy. And like, so he totally, so like, it kind of like not annoyed me, but like, I was like,
how you doing?
Yeah, I was like, okay, so we've done all this in the movie, and now, oh, so the next part in the, now the end of the trilogy is going to be the romance triangles.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to throw out like the who ends up with who thing. So mm-hmm. that's what we're going with. Let's save the world, but now let's find some people to, like, you know,
have sex with in the meantime.
Can't complete our.
To cuddle with.
We can't complete a rebel, you know, a rebellion without fucking somebody.
Well, no, there's like six of them left. They have to repopulate.
Exactly. They have to repopulate the rebellion. They need to make more rebels.
Like, just see, there's like nine of them left.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're busy. Who's going to take care of the kids?
They'll find some droids to do that shit. Like, they have nanny droids.
Nanny droids. Hello, like Rosie from the fucking.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Dot from freaking Dot Matrix from Spaceballs.
All right, hang on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Continue.
But like Neri and like, oh no, he was just being nice, and Jeff's like, no, I don't see it. And like, I've asked like three of Jeff's friends and they're like, yeah, yeah, no. Paul wants to fuck her. Like,
Poe wants to fuck her.
I feel like Neri and Jeff know better than this.
But I also feel like Poe wants to fuck everybody because...
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
But I do feel, I don't know about you, I do feel that his reaction to Ray was a less fuck me eyes than Force Awakens, you look good in my jacket face.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because he bit the lip. He did the leg. Listen, Oscar Isaacs, I love you. Miami boy. Dude. What was with the fucking lip bite? Like, we need to discuss this. Like, you looked at it with the jacket.
Maybe, I think it was more for the jacket.
Like, oh, that's my fucking jacket. My fucking jacket looks good. Do I look good that hot in that jacket? Like, that kind of...
My jacket looks good on you, boy. Oh, my God.
But, like, it was... Like,
there has to be fan fiction about...
Oh, there is. Okay. No. Well, okay. Haven't you read the thing?
We can look it up.
No. Haven't you read the meme that's, like, the best meme ever?
The You Are My World?
You Are My World. Yeah. Because let me tell you that I cannot see that scene, because we watched Force Awakens before.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Last Jedi to, like, you know, prepare for it. And the scene when they find each other after the whole thing, and he realizes that they both realize they're both still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at each other, and like, I go to Jeff, I go, I can't do it. All I'm thinking in my head is, you're my world. Like, that's all I'm thinking in my head.
There are
multiple
4,381 Poe and Finn fan fiction stories.
Yeah, not sure.
You want me to just pick a random one?
Sure.
Are you going to read a sex scene to
sure.
us?
Sure. Let me find a good one.
Find a good one. We'll continue talking.
I'm
going
to find a good one.
Yeah, you can do that.
But like, so like, they were like, oh, that's not showing. I'm like, no, well, like, why did it have to be like, basically they left it that, yeah, we need to repopulate the rebellion.
But I feel like Poe would stick it in anyone. Like,
Poe, sure. you didn't watch Doctor. Like, the thing is, like, you didn't watch Doctor Who, though.
No, I did not watch Doctor
Who. Because, like, basically, he's the Captain Jack. Like, he's the John Barrowman character. Okay. Like, I feel like he will fuck anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, yeah, he's a flyboy.
Yeah. When he's also the pretty, he's the Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Like,
he's,
yeah. Oh, yeah, but he's, like, he's the pretty one. He's cocky. He's, like, the leader. So, of course, he's, like...
Green chick, purple chick.
Everybody's gonna want to fuck me, so...
I'm pretty sure Poe has fucked a green, like, Martian, probably. Like, I feel that Poe...
I feel like there needs to be a Star Wars and Guardians of the Galaxy crossover.
No, Gamora is taken. She is
not
spoken
Gamora,
for.
The other one.
Nebula?
Yeah.
Or Mantis.
No, Nebula's really angry. So maybe that would make Nebula not angry. Maybe.
I think that's what Nebula needs. She needs a good
Nebula's going to die in Infinity War, so relax.
Yeah, she's probably going to die.
We have a Deadpool.
Spoiler alert.
Not spoiler alert. That's just what's going to happen. We have a Deadpool going. Nebula's
How
up there.
How am I not in it?
You're in our group chat.
I probably was ignoring the group chat that day.
People are going to die.
Our top five, Nebula's like number two, right behind Vision. So...
Okay, bye, guys.
There's too much anger in Nebula and Vision is an Infinity Stone, so.
Yeah, Vision has an Infinity Stone in his forehead. Like, he's fucking done.
He's done.
Like, he's got a target in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah, he's literally
wants that.
He like, literally has a target on his face.
Yeah. But,
guys, this is, like, the nerdiest podcast we've ever done.
It's really fucking entertaining.
I don't know if the guys are going to be really happy about it or really turned on about right.
But
it.
I feel I hope our listeners enjoy this because this is like the most like non.
This has been so relaxing because we're not talking about kids. We're not talking about stressful shit with schools and stuff. We just went through Christmas.
I would like a very sexual story and I cannot find one.
I'll keep looking.
Come on, internet. You're letting us down.
I don't want them like mowing the lawn and making a happy household. Yeah, I want them
come back from battle and like in a locker room and you just look at like I could just write this myself.
Snap a towel. Right? I want them to like snap
their
a towel.
Snap a towel across and their eyes meet across the foggy like,
yeah but that means that they're but they're rebels
steamy
means,
locker room
but that means that they've been taking a shower and they're rebels and they're dirty no it's not gonna happen
he, was he
they have to keep each other
he
warm
and his hard knees. His hard his throbbing knees. Member
listen it's late
accidentally brushed against
his huge pens
it's late at night and you know they have to keep warm in the tent
exactly because
no that was Twilight
No, that was Brokeback Mountain.
That was also Twilight.
That was also Twilight in the fourth book.
Third.
Two dudes?
Third? I thought it was the fourth book.
It was the third one.
I don't know.
Which was the dude
that Jacob had to get naked and like Edward had to sit there and watch
him. Oh, that's right. Because he had to like spoon
up. But it was with, there was a chick in between. So it's like a.
Oh, she's writing her gay fan fiction.
Yeah, but there's fan fiction where there's a threesome scene. Like I've read plenty of fan fiction where that turns into a threesome scene.
I mean, it should have, but whatever.
Stupid. Prude Mormon.
Stupid Stephanie.
Not me.
Not you. Not this Steph or our other Steph.
Or not the other Stephanie Mayer.
The Stephanie Mayer.
But like, Poe just looks like walking sex.
Yeah. He's sex on a stick.
Which
Mike is not going to appreciate us talking about his brother like this.
I don't know if I... What? We went to high school.
We went to high school with Oscar's brother.
Okay. Apparently, our friend is, her husband is best friends with him.
All right. Can we get him on the podcast?
Our friend, her husband.
We need to get him on the podcast.
One of our friends, her husband is best friends with Oscar Isaac. Like their childhood best friends.
So we need to get him on the podcast.
We can ask her.
Well, yeah.
One of Dave's co-workers,
I don't know how
played in a band with him like all through high school.
Do you think he will appreciate this episode?
I'm sure he will.
Did you not see the buzz
sex on the
did
stick?
You not see the BuzzFeed video where he and this guy read like all the thirsty tweets?
They know and I think if I'm not mistaken Oscar Isaac there was an interview and they asked him and he said he would not be opposed to going down that route in the
gay scene
between Poe and Finn, like if that was where they wanted it to go. But obviously
they should. Well, I mean they won't because it's Disney.
They're not going to and they're not going to do it because they've basically set it up that he wants to fuck Rey, and now in the next one we're going to have the whole Finn is obviously friend zoned by Rey, but you know
for sure. He was friend zoned the moment they met. Like, that was never going to happen.
Yeah, but he's going to, like, be, like, all thirsty after Ray, realize that he doesn't just want to be friends. And then he's
going to settle for Rose.
And then Rose is going to be all like, but what about me?
And she's going to be thirsty for
Finn.
Have,
like, Blasian babies.
Blasian babies are beautiful.
They are.
But, you know, first she just needs to learn how to ask.
Yeah. Thank you. Can I? Well, or at least, like, or read the room. Yeah, read the room. Like, that was not your. I mean,
feel the energy, Rose.
I get why she did it because maybe she thought she was gonna die. Yeah. So okay, the dying woman gets a pass, but it's still.
Which, by the way,
in this day and age, is read the room. No.
Well, no, and the funny thing, like, there the scene where they when Carrie Fisher when Leia wakes up and takes out. Poe in his mini mutiny and he's like lying in that thing unconscious and the Laura Dern Commander Hodor? Hodor?
Purple hair.
Yeah, I think it's Hodor.
Hodor.
I
know that's Hodor. Not what Hondo. Her name Hondo. Is, but
I think it's Hondo.
That's what I kept hearing.
I kept hearing it too. I was like, yeah. I don't think I'm hearing this correctly, but I don't want to correct it either. So
I think it's Hondo. But like, and she like touches his face and she's like, I like that one. And they both were like, yeah, I'd fuck him. Like basically yeah, that's
that
what
was, they said they would fuck him without really? Actually saying
because she was saying there's like a ton of people that are like going like giving her like lesbian status.
Well, that's fine. No, because that
she
was
could it be
was,
bi.
She could be well, into. Yeah, but that was that moment that like when he was lying there and like
you they had see, like a bonding moment
when you see her like a hand touching Poe's face and you assume it's Leia, but it's actually
the commander.
The other one, she's like, I like this one. He's you know he's spunkier.
Yeah,
he has fire. I forget what it is that she says and that
something. Along
and Leia's
lines.
Like, yeah, that's why you know, like that moment you they're both like. Yeah, I'd do him.
Like, if I was 20 years younger.
Oh my God, have you heard?
But I feel like Leia has done him.
I feel that.
No, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
Because Leia, because he became the surrogate son.
Yeah, he became her Ben.
He became, he didn't replace Ben because.
Now you ruined it.
He didn't replace Ben because nobody ever can replace your child.
Right, but
he basically stepped into the role that.
She's mothering him.
Yeah.
And once you've had a Han.
Yeah, plus, exactly. Once you have Han, there's
the most, maybe there was some,
there's no coming back from Han Solo.
Maybe there was some Lando Calrissian dick at some point.
But I feel like before she started mothering...
once you go black, you don't come back. So relax.
That's what we're missing
this
from
is
the...
Weird.
This is awkward.
This is where we're going, guys.
What?
It said, this is where we're going. This is a true...
I mean, I don't know, but that's what I've heard.
You tagged the fuck out of this episode. You put every Star Wars name that you can and tag this bitch. And I'm going to send this freaking... These people be like, you need to promote this episode. Because we go
I feel like just putting
crazy.
Star Wars in the title is getting... Just like the one that has friends in the title is still... It's like our 10th episode and it's still doing really well. Behind the scenes chat with Mamas and Merlot.
Yeah. But you know what the funny thing is? I think I sent it to the chat, our chat, like that this is a new level of stupid. That there is people... Which I think it's a beautiful scene. Like, I give the director a lot of credit for it because it is a gorgeous, like, moment when... the Laura Dern character, like when she's trying to save them after what they're escaping and she turns the ship and just goes straight light speed into
right
the Empire fighter and it's just silence.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know they've had to start like
that's what I said
warnings.
That's what I'm saying. I sent the article to it's a new level of fucking stupid.
Oh yeah,
apparently dumb. Fucking theaters have had to put signs saying at about an hour and 30 something minutes
the movie goes silent.
The movie goes silent. This
for
is not an error. This is part of yes fuckers have thought that like the screen broke or something. New level of fucking stupid.
Wow.
Yeah. New level.
I had not seen that, but wow.
Yes. New level of stupid.
Wow. That's really special.
Yeah. But that scene's gorgeous.
It is.
That scene's that's a really well done.
It's like super touching. And even Sophie was like, whoa. Like Sophie was like, whoa, like that happened. And it's really visually super fucking impressive. The way and the fact that it's silent, it really like
yeah.
Forces you to pay attention to it. It's just amazing.
They did. Like,
but like everything that's going on in that moment, like the lightsaber breaking in half because Kylo and Rey are like both trying to use the force to pull it away from each other. And then the ship breaks in half. And then, like, everything kind of, like, just the way it all kind of goes together, you're like, whoa. It is a very attention-grabbing moment.
Like, it's impressive.
A really good climax, yeah. I feel like.
Which leads me to my issue that I do have, that I'm like, I felt that there's multiple points in the movie that the movie could have ended.
Yep. I remember feeling that way. So I went like with the last group.
Movie in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. I went with a group to watch the movie the Friday after it came out. And then I had to leave early because Oliver was quote unquote sick and I had to pick him up early from school. So I've seen the first half an hour of this movie 3 times and the rest of it twice. But I don't know where I was going with this.
Yeah, you thought that there's like multiple. We said there's multiple.
Yeah. So there was multiple times where I felt like the movie was gonna end. Like, I'm like, okay, the movie's gonna. How are they gonna end this? Because I feel like the movie's ending in the next 10 minutes, and there was another half hour.
Yeah,
and that happened at least twice where I was like, okay, the movie's gonna end, and there was still another half hour. Even watching it the second time, I felt that way. I'm like, okay, the movie's gonna. And then I was like, oh shit, no, there's still more to come. So, yeah, I feel like they. I don't know. I was going to say, maybe they did it for TV purposes, but they don't really show Star Wars on TV.
Yeah, they do.
They do? Well, I don't watch TV anymore.
But, like, it just felt, like, honestly, like, to me, it just felt like they could have ended. And, like, I would have been totally okay if they would have ended it and they wouldn't have gotten to the planet. And the whole...
Right, and then, like, the planet part could have been part of the next movie.
And then the whole, like, oh, you know, Luke, what happens with him and what happens with Kylo, like, and okay, well, now Rey has, you know, she's gonna try to meet up with them and save them, and, you know, she's basically, like, what does she do? Does she accept Kylo's offer? Does she not? Like, all that stuff, I think, like, that could have been a nice, like, a good climax, like, ready for a next movie.
Yeah.
Because when the movie was over, I remember telling Jeff, I'm like,
I don't feel like there's much of a cliffhanger.
That's why it kind of annoyed me that the cliffhanger in a weird way is the love story.
Yeah. And then them rebuilding the rebellion.
Yeah. Like, it's they're rebuilding the rebellion, and now we've, like, thrown you that, like, foreshadow, like, we've thrown you the little tidbit of, like, fuck me eyes, because that's what
And then
was.
There's that little kid that can use the force.
Which Jeff's theory on the little kid is that they've already said that Rainn Johnson, the director of this movie, who does not direct the next one in this trilogy. He does not direct the last one in the trilogy, the one that comes out in another year and a half.
Right, because this trilogy has 3 different directors.
Yes.
No, it's 2.
I think the first one's coming.
Wasn't the first one J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
He's coming back for the third?
Yes. Okay. It was supposed to be Colin Trevorrow.
Oh, that's right. And then he came back.
Mad, yeah. And left the project.
So, but it's going to be. So it's a different. So now it's going back to J.J. Abrams.
Which I think J.J. did a good job.
I think he did a really good job on Force Awakens. But but they've already announced that Rainn Johnson
is doing the. Is getting following a
next,
3.
Like, which is going to be the new Star Wars,
right?
Basically.
The next trilogy,
yeah. Which Jeff, his theory is that this is like an Easter egg that Rainn Johnson threw into this movie to basically set up what his trilogy is going to be about, which it would be about like the
rebuilding
idea of
the Jedi,
rebuilding a Jedi, this random child that.
Let
has...
me ask you a question, because again, I've seen this movie twice now. Towards the end of the movie, I think it's Finn that like opens up a drawer and he's going through stuff.
Yes.
Or he's getting
Rey,
the blanket.
Rey, yes.
Those
Rey stole
books.
The books. Rey yes. took the books.
She stole the books.
She took the books because she.
Yeah, that's the
didn't
thing
trust.
That makes sense, which is why Yoda she like is laughing.
Was laughing
Luke.
About yeah, lighting yeah. the tree on fire.
Oh, spoiler alert! Yoda's in the movie.
So is Obi.
Well, this entire thing is a
spoiler. So it's Obi.
Obi Wan got it.
Where the fuck? I know, but that's what
Nary
did
they
to
went
us.
So mad.
It was so mad about it. I was super pissed when Nary said that, because since I had to leave the movie.
Oh,
and he
no.
was like, Obi, that's all I'm going to say. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I was pissed. But Dave was extra mad. So I'm like, I'm going to let Dave be mad for the both of
no.
us.
No. And because like, here's my thing. And honestly, I've said it from day one, and I'm still going to keep my, like, my mind to like that, is that I still think that Rey is a descendant of a Kenobi. I
could see that.
I still, that's the only way that I can see her being, like, it has to be, I really don't believe this. I just don't believe this whole you're made of nothing thing, which I get it. It could be that that's what they just decided to do just to fuck with us. That she was like, we thought this whole build up and then she's really nothing. But there's a next, there's an entire fucking third movie.
Yeah,
there's much stuff. So when he said, like, me and Jeff kept saying, like, Obi, that there's a
all right, guys, I got it.
Oh yeah, we have our Poe and Finn fanfics. Wait, Christy, finish your thought, and then we'll go back into. Oh, wait, finish your thought before you go pee.
My thought.
Go pee.
Okay.
Wait, we're gonna wait for you to go into this.
Wait, what was my thought? I'm trying to think of my.
Well, thought. That Rey was coming from nothing, so maybe they did it just to fuck with us.
I think they did it just to fuck with us because my whole theory for the longest time was that she was a Kenobi,
right?
And I, my other theory already got blown out of the fucking water, which was that they tied Rebels, the animated series, into this by making Sabine one of the characters, Sabine and Ezra from.
See, this is where.
Yeah. Sabine, yeah, this is where Sabine and Ezra from Rebels. I thought those were going to be Rey's parents.
I have no idea.
Okay. I thought those were going to be Rey's parents because Sabine and Ezra was also born on Force Day, which is the same time, which would make him the same age as Luke and Leia. So it would be appropriate that her parents were the same age. And for a while there on Rebels, Sabine was hinted to be the daughter of Obi-Wan and Satine when Obi-Wan had like a little like non-Jedi approved. Triss, but they've already discounted that.
Okay. But, right, I'm going to pause so you can go pee-pee, and then we'll get into the fan fiction. Or do you want to just talk?
No.
Let's pause.
It's,
we don't need, like, he looks across the room.
No.
Okay. All right, we're back from our bathroom break.
Yeah, and I think Stephanie has
this
found
is the Star Wars fan fiction theater.
We do not Stephanie. Own these
yes,
characters.
Yes, we did not write this. No. We don't own these characters. Obviously, we don't own these characters.
These characters are the property of Star.
Oh, my God, how I wish we owned these characters.
Well,
we probably would not be doing this podcast if we owned these characters.
No, we'd be doing podcasts. It's just we wouldn't be doing much of anything else.
That's true. We'd also not be doing it in this house. It would be a very different looking house, guys.
I just want to own, like, Luke Skywalker. Just have, like, I don't even need to own them all.
Yeah.
Just like, one. Darth Vader. Can I own Darth Vader? That's a great sound to own for. Like, I just.
It's a new bottle.
Yeah. I would just like to own, like.
Do you have any wine left in your
bottle? Do we even want, like, kissing, or do you want just further than that?
No, butt sex.
Hashtag.
What happened to my sexy music? I wanted sexy music.
Oh, you want it now? I thought you wanted me to like edit it in later.
No, I want sexy music now. I need to get in the mood.
disclaimer: this is about to get weird.
Yeah, this is graphic.
Okay, making love music, sexy songs for tantric love. I think this is the
tantric
one.
Tantric love. Go for it.
Did you? Is the fourth mic plugged in?
No.
Oh. No, I want like a saxophone or something.
But this is sexy love, tantric.
This is not sexy love
look
music.
Up
Do you want kid vibes look music for sex volume 2?
Look up Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
I want like 70s porn music. No.
Bow Chicka. I'm going to type that in.
Christy. The bedroom best R&B 90s sex music.
Okay, that sounds better.
Wait, this is a Duracell ad.
Let's get it on.
Right, here we
go. Chicka. Mm. The fuck is that?
This is 290s.
Christy, help me.
Okay, hang on. YouTube is failing me. God, my kids use my YouTube. All right, sexy sax. I'm going to put sexy sax.
The fuck is that? There's a Bow Chicka. That is not Bow Chicka Wawa music.
That's
no,
country.
It's not. Soft, jazz, sexy. Here we go.
No, lyrics are not sexy, guys. Okay, that's better, Vanessa.
Okay. We do not own this music either. This is soft, jazz, sexy, instrumental, relaxation.
Oh, I like... Christy's got a good one. All right. We didn't write this fan fiction. I'm sorry for whoever did. I don't know who you are, but... All right.
I got Kenny G's greatest hits.
I gotta go Marvin Gaye with this.
Poe opened the door with his free hand while continuing to lavish Finn's... No, if you're gonna... If you're gonna laugh, I'm not gonna do it. Okay. While continuing to lavish Finn's neck with hickeys and small kisses, they stumbled in and fell backwards onto the bed, Finn kneeling over Poe, trying his hardest to kiss him deeper and deeper. Instead, with a clash of wet mouths one against another over and over again, the sounds of it echoing through the empty room along with hurried and shuffled mixes with light moans and pants that communicated with lost friends. Poe, Finn pants into his mouth softly. Can we? Finn doesn't need to say it. Poe nods and reaches behind him into his bedside table and takes out a bottle of lube and a condom.
Consent. There was
consent.
There is consent.
High five to this fan fiction writer. Good job, buddy.
Do you need to do it or do you want me to? Poe asks, kissing Finn soundly in between each word. You first, Finn mumbled, implying that he needed time with it.
I'm so excited.
Poe smirks and pulls Finn's shirt off while working on his belt buckle. After some awkward shuffling, the two men finally freed themselves from the confines of their clothes. They both took a moment to admire each other, naked and glorious and straining against each other.
You are my world.
Sorry.
Nudity was no new thing to either of them, but this was different. This time, it was each other. Poe gently flipped him, hovering above Finn, letting his fingertips map out the defining muscles of Finn's stomach and trace the outline of his member slowly. Finn let out an anxious moan and ground Poe's hand against him to let him know to get on with it. It's our first time, babe. Don't you want it to be special? Stop group texting because it's interfering with my reading.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me mute the chat if you're going to do that. Hold on. Fuck.
I'll give you some.
I was like, oh, Stephanie ran my message. Since we got to be.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. It's our first time, babe. Don't you want it to be special? Poe asked with a teasing smirk. It can be special tomorrow. Get on with it. I'm dying.
Oh, my.
Bueno.
Dios mío.
Poe laughed and let his... Can you stop dropping shit? You guys are so immature. You never watched porn. You've never watched gay porn before. Jesus.
No, I don't.
Yes,
why would I watch gay porn?
Because to be educated.
I don't need to.
I used to watch Queer as Folk. That show's amazing.
Poe laughed and let his hand stroke Finn a few times. Finn felt his shoulders tense at the feeling and the immediate relax as he melted into Poe's grip.
I got his a grits?
Grip.
Grip.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
There's no food involved yet.
Yes.
I gotta stretch you, Poe muttered, grabbing the bottle of clear lube and squirting a fair amount onto his fingertips.
Okay.
That's just clear. I'm gonna fall out of my chair.
Poe chuckled instead and placed a cold, lubricated finger up his backside.
Why?
No, Poe whispered softly. Right here. Woo! Finn moaned at the idea
half
of it.
Of our audience.
Seriously. Honestly.
We gave them a warning.
Yeah.
It
I
was
feel like
all
they should have stuck around for this.
It was all too hot. The idea of pleasing himself on Poe's hands as Poe plays with him like a finely tuned instrument. Finn pressed him against Poe's hands. Yes, please, Finn decided.
This chick writes better than fucking Twilight.
Poe smirked and let one...
Everyone does.
Yeah, literally like...
50 Shades.
Literally like anyone
Nick
does.
Nick Miller does. New girl reference.
It's getting good.
I was going to say, I was like...
Shh, it's getting good.
Okay. I thought he said that.
It's getting good.
It's getting better.
Poe smirked and let one finger slide in expertly, and Finn hissed at the immediate burn. Poe smoothed him gently, leaning forward against Finn's, peppering soft kisses against his face as he worked his finger in and out of Finn, allowing the man to get used to the sensation. Finn wasn't sure about the pleasure, but he was definitely turned on by the look and adoration of Poe's face. Soft and gentle and harsh at the same time.
So
his
romantic.
Face was so close and in focus, the lines and scars on his face as sharp as broken glass. Suddenly the burn faded, or maybe it was just
I
sidetracked.
Like sexy, raspy voice.
Yeah, like... Steph totally nice has touch. The voice for this, by the way.
I could totally read books on tape. I'm
you
available
be
for
a sex opera. Sex phone
I would totally do it.
Sex phone operator.
Yeah. I would totally do it.
Call 1-800.
Or maybe it was just the sidetrack by something bigger, a pressure that was created and relieved at the same time. Mm. Finn felt his body shudder as he grasped harshly at Poe's torso, panting and digging his nails into Poe's battle-hardened skin. Do that again, he breathed out. He heard Poe's breath.
Bueno.
And a soft, wet kiss placed on his shoulder as he felt his fingers brush the spot inside of him once more. And then again, and again. And suddenly it wasn't enough. God, Poe, I want you, baby.
What? Baby, I don't know about that baby.
I feel like
there.
That's too girly to them. They're
not even girly.
These
like,
are probably written by women.
Of course
guys.
They are.
I'm sure. But like that like baby. No. But
the baby took me out of it. Sorry.
The baby took me a little out of it. But
I was seeing it all in my brain.
I was with
until
you. I was with you.
This chocolate
Do
vanilla
you want
swirl
me to keep
is fantastic.
Going or, okay.
The chocolate vanilla swirl.
The chocolate vanilla swirl.
Chocolate vanilla swirl.
Anybody that watches Orange is the New Black.
Poe moaned. I think that's going to be the title of
chocolate
episode.
And vanilla
chocolate
swirl.
Vanilla swirl.
Poe moaned.
The Star Wars recap.
A Star Wars spoiler special.
Chocolate and vanilla swirl.
Let me get back into my...
Your sexy voice?
My sexy voice. Poe moaned at Finn's use of his nickname and pulled his finger out quickly and reached for the bottle of lube. One hand coating his dick in lube while the other hand reached out and tugged Finn's hips down lower on the bed. Finn helped by wiggling down on the sheets to the proper placement and spread his legs wide. His hand came down up to trace gently down Poe's hips as the other man gazed down at Finn through half-lidded eyes while he evenly spread himself on the lube. Are you ready? Poe asked. God, yes.
I can't.
Poe leaned down immediately and pressed a needy kiss to Finn's mouth, and Finn happily met him halfway. Finn was intoxicated. Poe's smell and presence was everywhere, in his nose and in the air and in his skin. Finn was far gone, galaxies away, as Poe positioned himself against Finn and pulled his hips toward him, entering him gently and too slowly for Finn's life.
That timing was perfect. Fucking perfect.
Finn let his head fall back as he let a draw a moan. He heard Poe moan also, a low, gritty moan against the skin of his throat. Finn's leg wrapped around Poe's hips as he brought the man closer, closer than physically possible, and still it wasn't enough for either. Harder, Finn panted against his skin.
Oh my God.
He wasn't sure whose skin was who.
Clutch my pearl.
Where the skin was, but all he knew is that it was Poe, and he needed Poe to fuck him harder.
What?
Poe.
There you go. See?
There it is. That baby
there
shit.
Is. That baby
to
shit was too
Poe nodded. Finn was glad that he wasn't asking
five?
Every 5 minutes if he was sure if he was all right. Poe knew he was a grown man, and he knew that he knew that what he said and what
More
he wanted
consent.
And what he's telling. And was comfortable telling Poe if he didn't want it. That was a weird sentence. Poe groaned and...
She was making sure there was consent.
Yeah, I guess.
See, Poe's not raping Finn.
We're almost done.
Oh.
Poe groaned and pulled out before letting himself slam harshly back into Finn. And Finn in turn let out and broke a moan. Hardly having time to catch his breath before Poe picked up his rhythm, in and out as quickly as possible in long, full strokes that gave Finn life. Finn could only clutch to Poe desperately and moan in his broken and in his broken moans and feel the pressure build in him like a kinked water hose. Eventually, he felt the edge of
what
the restraint.
What a metaphor.
Yeah, right. Felt the edge of the restraint coming closer. He gasped, trying to remember how to speak the common tongue. Poe, babe, God, you're so good. I'm gonna. Poe nodded into Finn's neck. Me too, he exhaled against his ear, seeing the end nearing. Poe pulling almost all the way out of Finn and rammed himself back in. The Poe's head hitting Finn's desk. I'm done.
Wait, I need to know what happened.
You know what happened.
I know what happened.
I'm pretty sure I know what happened. You know what happened?
I know what happened, but I want to read it. Can't leave me on a cliffhanger like that.
You just use a science term, and I don't like when you use science terms.
Oh, no. No science. We don't want science. That's hashtag too real.
Yeah.
And that was your porn moment, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like we should make this at least like a monthly special.
We just read fan fiction?
You know, there's some amazing, we like, just read Nick porn. Jonas fucking shit out there. I used to read back in the day. Not going to lie. I have read a couple that it was... In sync Backstreet like really Boy crossovers. You should, because that was a moment. there's some.
I got like,
I don't know if you still find them. I don't know if you still find them, but there was some amazing like In sync Backstreet Boy crossover shit.
What?
You okay over there?
You can come inside every time if you fuck me like that.
What?
Bang!
Wow.
Wait, I feel like, where can we go from here? It's not gonna get better.
Well, that about wraps us up then, guys.
Go see Star Wars.
Go see Star Wars if you haven't
if
seen
you
it.
If you enjoyed our recap,
see that. You're not gonna see Poe and Finn, you know.
No. We don't know. We don't know what third movie's gonna come.
We don't know. They might. I mean, maybe.
I doubt it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I need some water.
We need water. We need like an ice pack.
We need a cigarette break.
Maybe a vibrator.
Who needs a sandwich?
Pizza. I always need pizza. But, let's see. Do we have any more Star Wars thoughts?
What else about Star Wars?
Oh, I also like that it was pretty much not way more than heavily implied that Maz fucked Justin Theroux. And if if you've seen the first episode of The Leftovers, you know what he's working with. So good for you, Maz.
Yeah, that was an interesting little.
Yeah, it was like a throwaway line.
It was a very big throwaway line, and the fact that like he was just there, and then he like
didn't do anything.
They didn't become well because they found like.
They found Benicio del Toro.
Hispanic Lando. Ugh,
fucking stupid.
He's fucking Hispanic.
The stutter drove me fucking crazy. It was so random.
It was like a very like talked about like decision of like how to go with the character with that and stuff like that.
I didn't like the stutter.
I think he's supposed to come back in the next one.
Oh God, I hope not.
I think he's supposed to come back in the next one.
Can it will
look at you.
And there's my stutter. I feel like his stutter needs to either be more stutter because it doesn't feel real. It felt like a fake stutter.
Like when you make fun of people with stutters.
Yeah, or just don't do it. Like it was not. It was awkward, and I didn't like it.
It was weird.
Yeah, I would not have gone that way. With that character.
The fact that like they made him like a total asshole.
Yeah. But he was pretty. He's pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can say really again, I'm gonna say yeah. Like he's kinda pretty.
Really?
The fuck out of my bounty hunter meeting.
I'm trying to think of like a moment that like
I'm really sad that neither one of you understood that joke.
I did not understand that reference. I'm sorry. Went over my head.
Yeah. I'm kind of in shock right now. Listen, not that I have like a fucking plethora of
a plethora.
I don't know. I think you know that word.
I
remember him being somewhat attractive in Excess Baggage, like the movie he did with Alicia Silverstone ages ago.
I just
never found Benicio del Toro hot.
Only he's hot. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm not going to drop my pants for him, but like, I wouldn't kick him out of bed either. So, I feel like that's a very contradictory statement.
Well, if he was naked and we're already in the middle of it. Sure.
Well, I don't know how we got here, but I'll let it continue.
See what you're working with. Then I'll decide. Do we have a Mary Fuck Gill for Star Wars?
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
No, but let's. If it's Benicio del Toro, he's definitely dying.
Oh.
Fuck that guy.
Poe, Finn, and Kylo?
That's
too easy?
No, that's too easy.
No, it's not.
Oh, because we're not all fucking Poe.
Can I fuck and marry him?
Fucking Poe.
No, because you want to fuck Poe. You want to marry Finn because Finn's gonna be like
attentive. No, he's clingy.
I kind of want to.
He's abusive. What the hell's wrong with you?
I
feel like that's just an act.
You know what? I don't feel like
that's actually the real him.
You know what?
I feel like that's him trying to be on the dark side.
I want to anger fuck Kylo.
Mary Poe? Can I fuck Mary my Poe. Husband?
Y'all are weird. Y'all have some serious issues.
You're going to fuck your husband regardless. Are you?
I fuck my husband. Yeah. What the hell are you guys doing?
But like, it was a joke. Joke killer. It was a joke.
But like, I think I want to like...
Whatever. You want to have sex with Benicio del Toro, you weirdo.
I don't want to have sex with Benicio del Toro. I said he's pretty.
She just said that if she's in the middle of it, she's going
to
keep going.
Exactly. If I like wake up and it happens to be happening, I'm not going to...
Oh, if you wake up and he's raping you, you'd be okay with it? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, that was a weird statement.
I was wrong for that.
But if he's like
a turn.
It really did.
A weird turn.
Okay. After the Finn and Poe fan fiction, this took a weird fucking turn, guys.
Now it's weird.
It wasn't weird before. It's weird
but
now.
But the thing is, like, see, Kylo, I'd like to
if,
see-
if he wanted to take me to dinner, I wouldn't say no.
I wonder if, like, we can levitate and shit.
What?
Kylo. While you're having sex?
Yeah, like some force shit.
That would be kind of really cool.
Like, does he even need to touch me, or can he like make me orgasm just by like forcing
with
me?
The force?
Like, not forcing me, but like using the force on me. Like, can he just like look at me and go orgasm?
The weirdest conversation. We're really rapey. Yeah. we're really rapey right now.
But like, could he
happening?
Like, could does well, would, like okay, foreplay? Okay.
In my defense, rape fantasies are a thing.
But that's not okay.
If it is talked about and it is with somebody you trust, rape fantasies are okay.
In a consensual adult relationship
with a safe word, rape fantasies are okay.
Just like, you know, bondage and time pull up.
I'm sorry. If you are offended by that statement. That it's a thing.
I don't know what's happening.
Rape fantasies are a thing.
Well, and like being like tied up.
Guys,
and,
if
like,
you listen
you know,
to
like,
Guys We Fuck, they talk about it all the time.
Well, and like 50 Shades, like being like, you know,
right.
tied up
being
and
tied
shit,
up, being like you can't control it, you can't get
okay,
out.
Like I get being like a little bit like aggressive.
A little
and
bit
stuff.
Rapey?
No, not like a little bit rapey, but being like a little bit like aggressive and like rough yeah. or whatever. But like see, that's fine.
Okay, no, but there are like fantasies where like you can they do it on TV, like pretend that you're breaking into the house.
Fucking
like,
that's too much.
No. That's a little weird. But
well, it's still thing. Rape it's fantasy. Thing. Like it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Rape
She's
fantasies
not wrong that
are
it's a thing.
And
I
know they're a thing. I just think they're weird. Yeah. No offense to be of rape fantasies, but I think you're fucking weird.
But see, can we get back to the fact that like in a consensual
I feel like,
okay, like situation.
I feel like rape fantasies are a thing for women who are very dominant in their real life. So they want to be dominated in their sexy life.
That's fine if they want to be masochists.
No, it's not masochism. It's... Like, you just don't want to be in control. There's, like, a time where you don't want to be the one that's in charge. I get that.
Yeah. I feel like that's part of that, like, bondage.
It is. Like, because you side. Are at... you. It is not within your control to stop it or to keep it from... Well, I mean, you have a safe word to stop it if it gets too far for your taste. But you are not in control of the situation. Somebody else is doing things to you and you can't move or... they're dominating you. It is a domination thing.
It's a dominatrix situation.
Let's say domination fantasies.
Yeah,
instead
of domination
fantasies
over rape. That
word rape is very triggering.
Can we go
and I'm
back
very
to the
sorry.
Fact that in a consensual relation, in a consensual sexual moment with Kylo, if I'm making out with him and then he like goes like, okay, we're gonna start messing around, and then all of a sudden he just goes and like orgasm.
He reaches out.
Can he like do that? Like, let's like.
I'm
what
sure
are
he could.
I guess like in theory.
What is the extent? Listen, we can astral fucking project and shit here, and people can lift people up off the ground.
If we're going by old school force rules, aren't they not supposed to, like,
use that shit? My world's not fucking... this is Christy's sex world, where Jedi's can have sex.
Before Christy goes to sleep.
Listen, right now the Jedi Order does not exist.
Exactly.
And the whole reason that Vader...
And they think the books are burned.
Well, and remember, the whole reason that Vader went... to the dark side even in the first place, and the whole reason why
because he wanted to get laid,
that Jedi are not supposed to be in relationships is because emotions and ties and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. The whole reason this went to shit in the first place is because somebody wanted to fuck it, because somebody wanted to get their
dick
wet.
So it's okay because he's already on the dark side.
We had the same thought, BFF.
He's already on the dark side, so I just want to know.
Yeah, apparently that's where the thoughts end, because you fucking have, like, rape fantasies.
I don't have rape fantasies. That does not sound appealing to me at all. But I understand why somebody would want that.
I really just want to
with
know.
Someone they trust, not a random person in, like, an alley.
I just want to know.
That's just weird.
The force can give you an orgasm.
Like, I'm sure they could.
I mean, I would have to think.
Like, if you can lift rocks, you can
considering
push
considering everything
you can
else
push a button.
If you can lift someone off the ground,
you can push a button.
You can, like, pinpoint.
I was going to say that, I guess, considering in theory everything else that they can do, I mean, I would have to assume that that is
something. Yeah, it
that
makes
is
logical sense that they could.
Like, orgasm. Orgasm.
I mean, they could force choke you.
Elevator,
I mean,
they up.
Could, you could force choke someone. You could force DJ someone. I mean.
Okay, you ready?
I mean, yes. I don't know that that's how you do it to yourself, but that's weird. So,
like, you don't bring
not like that.
That's my fairy dust. Like, that's my five, like, my fourth fairy.
She's
dust.
Like salt bang.
She's like salt bang yourself.
Salt bang yourself.
That's not how you do it, sweetie.
I'm salt bang the force.
But that's not how.
Okay. That's not how this works.
That's not how
you
this
don't
works.
Know how the force works. Though. He could salt bang the force.
I mean, okay.
Granted, he probably just looks at you and goes. And then it gets
you don't
weird.
Reach out with your hand.
Yeah.
We learned that. Which, you reach out from the inside.
Which means that, like, it's probably not as entertaining because it's not like he's going to go, ooh, and, like, not as, like, intimate because it's not like, oh, I'm making you happen. It's like, I'm just looking at you intensely.
He could be focusing.
It's probably weird.
So then why do you want this to happen? If it's
I
want to
know if it's possible.
It is possible.
Like, what if I'm, like, out and, like.
Let's ask the boys.
No, because like let's say you're like
just video chat.
That's what I was about to say. Should I video chat? On air, you can't video chat.
Well, then that's not.
Let's say
our
that
problem.
You're just like in a sexual relationship with Kylo. Forget any incestual possible connotations. You're in a sexual relationship with him. It's consensual. You guys get each other off. It's all good.
Can you wait until someone answers a fucking video chat?
Yeah. So we're like totally like gonna have the full discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. Full discussion.
Okay.
What's happening right now?
Hi.
Hi.
Christy, you're in the room with her.
Okay, so we're it's video on. Chatting with okay. Missy.
So
and
Jeff's
David.
On, but Jeff's video's not on. He might be with my kid. Oh, one of us has to.
Yeah, you guys need to get off your video chats because there's an echo.
I'm just lowering my volume.
Yeah.
Okay, lower your volume, Christy.
So thirsty. She's in the room and still wants to be in the fucking chat.
We all have to be.
We're all in the chat.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Okay, we have a question for the boys.
Well, Jeff, I don't know if he's there.
Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, there's an echo. I need
okay,
to turn.
No, we'll
I
get
can't
off.
Turn my volume down here. You guys need
one
to get off.
One of us needs to stay on.
I'll stay on.
So Jeff. Wait, first of
Jeff
all.
Jeff or David?
Jeff is my kid. Is our kid? Is our kid good? Oh, sweet. Okay. So we've been having a very serious conversation here. Do you think that you can give
a force orgasm
to somebody?
A forgasm?
Force orgasm.
Can you use the force
to give somebody an orgasm?
This is our Star Wars spoiler special, by the way, like just in case you guys don't realize this is what's happening.
No, the question isn't for me, but I wouldn't want a force.
No, an orgasm. No.
Would you like a Jedi to use the force to give you an orgasm? Could give you an orgasm without touching you
in a consensual relationship?
Maybe they could use the force to find the G spot.
That's what we mean. They find the button.
the elusive G spot. Out with the force. Yeah, of course they can. They can manipulate everything around them.
Right. So now, do they have to be like in your vicinity, or could you like be like doing groceries?
Oh my god, awkward.
Chrissy just wants to orgasm in public everywhere.
She just wants to be like in public picking out a grapefruit, like, oh,
oh, babe's thinking about me.
I feel like she's
reaching for the cucumber, and then all of a sudden, hello.
Whatever Jeff says, I agree with. I'm with Lisa and Fanny, and Lisa says yes.
I say yes.
Yeah, hi, of Lisa. Course.
Hello, brother.
Of course. Hello, everybody.
Dave, what do you think?
I think it's a, that's not the important question, because obviously a Jedi could use the Force to give you an orgasm.
What do you mean that's not the important question?
The important question is, would a Jedi use the Force?
No, no, no. See, we're dark side. We're on the dark side.
We're on the dark side. We're okay with this.
We're with
happening.
Kylo. We're with Kylo. So
she wants Kylo Ren to give her a Force orgasm.
Would a dark Jedi use the Force to give you an orgasm? He'd do it to manipulate you so that you do stuff for him.
She's okay with that.
I'm okay with that. I'm in a consensual relationship with a dark Jedi.
It's already been established that Christy would be
on the Empire.
Yeah, she would be Empire, like, hands down.
So
that would be great, because you'd always get a blowjob.
Yeah, no, I would use the Force to influence you to give me a blowjob.
No, that's not, that's, no.
No, no, no.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about using the Force to give someone else
could
an orgasm.
Like, do we feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, no, of course. We've established first, but then after that, you can use the Force to blow me.
Because the question is, would the
after
Force...
After that, he's going to give you a Jedi mind trick to make you blow him. Like,
this is the dick you want to suck. Yeah.
Because the question is would the...
What did he say?
This is the dick you're looking for.
Because the question is, they can manipulate, like, the elements and everything around them, and we've seen them like force choke people, and we've seen him like
force
levitate.
Choke on your dick,
yeah, and levitate people.
Alright, now here's the more important question: what if Yoda would be able to give you the best orgasm of your life with the Force? Would you let Yoda do it?
Yeah, why not?
He's not touching me, so
yeah, he's not touching you.
Okay,
just think about this: you don't get to be 900 years old and not know a thing or two about how to force orgasm people.
I mean, he's also been a Jedi for a really long time and celibate most of that time.
It could be out of
because
practice.
This is
I don't know that all Jedi were supposed to be celibate. They just weren't supposed to fall in love. And you can definitely have.
Oh, I guess that's a good point. Sex. I guess
yeah,
that's a good point.
Jedi could get their dick wet. Yeah.
Well, this whole mess started because somebody wanted to get their dick wet. So
all up in Naboo.
Oh.
Hey,
babe.
Hey, babe, hold me like you held me like it, held me by the lake in Naboo.
Oh,
wet me how?
Yeah, the wrong babe reacted, but that's fine.
What if Leia's message was actually Obi-Wan was the only one that could get her to orgasm?
Oh, listen, I'm wondering when we're gonna get the Kenobi movies, because Kenobi was a whore.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
as long as it's with you and McGregor, I'm on board.
I'm all about the fact that Kenobi was a whore in his youth.
Where are you getting this from?
Have you seen him?
He's hot
like
as fuck.
Yeah.
Just
like Poe.
Just like Poe.
Guys.
I buy.
The guys.
You don't think you and McGregor?
That even indicates that he ever had sex.
Satine, they banged.
Guys, you have to... The Poe and Finn fan fiction
oh my God.
That I found.
You guys are going to love it.
This was episode, so amazing.
This episode is fire.
I'm really excited about it. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
I'm excited to hear it.
I read it in my sex operator phone voice. I'm like,
it got warm in here.
It did.
It did get warm in here.
I'm really excited.
You guys have me trying to figure out now, like, was all of Vader's mechanical upgrades, like, were any of them sexual?
Probably. Does he have, like a robot penis?
Or, like, his finger comes off and all of a sudden it's like a dildo, like a hammer
it's
dildo?
Possible.
Does it vibrate? Did they give him, like, a vibrating mechanism? Well, Padme died, so, like, what does it matter?
How do you not accept the fact that Kenobi was probably the...
We're not talking about him anymore.
But yeah, like this all began. We've already established that Star Wars. Really, all the problems began because
it could have been avoided
because Anakin wanted to get laid.
Anakin, married. Yeah, Anakin wanted to get the
pussy.
That pee.
I was gonna say the pee.
I think it's very much an allegory for the Bible and how.
Oh, shut up!
Everything was going fine up until the woman got involved.
Oh,
alrighty.
That's where we're done with you, Jeff.
Bye. And they're gone. Oh, I'm sad that Neri missed that conversation.
See? And why is it that
why'd you have to ruin it, Jeff? We were having a great time.
Took it one too far.
You know, all I want to know is, can I be in a monogamous, force-centered, consensual sexual relationship?
Non-rapey.
You know, I'm at the Empire.
You would just have to be okay with the fact that he's probably going to get you to blow him.
Well, at that point, I'm already okay with it. If we're in a committed relationship, it's okay.
9 times out of 10, you're talked into a blowjob as it is.
Exactly. Like, nobody voluntarily gets a blowjob.
I mean, I guess that's true, but they also can't actually get into my brain and make me do it.
Because she's a robot.
Because there's a give and take. It's like,
right. It's Dave just sent a how rude gift.
Because blame your friends.
Yeah. So, well, we were getting somewhere on this. I think this was our Mary Fuck Kill.
We haven't made one. We haven't picked characters yet.
Well, because again,
it was our Mary Fuck Kill, and I said that you're both stupid because, like, the only one that you're marrying and fucking is Poe.
No, because once you're married, you're going to be fucked.
Because Finn is clingy as fuck.
That's why I can't deal with him. Honestly, I'm sorry. We're going to kill off Finn.
Well, because he was technically, like, a robot for a really long time.
You're going to kill off Finn. I would fuck Kylo just to see how it's like.
Yeah.
Anger fuck.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I want to see where all his emotions are. Maybe if you give him some, he won't be so evil.
No, I don't even care. I don't want to know. Fuck that guy.
So our kill
Or don't fuck that guy.
Is Kylo, Finn, and
Poe.
I like that I know how to spell all these names.
P-O-E.
I want to kill I want to kill Finn and Kylo Ren.
It's Poe. I think it's.
Is it P-O-E or P-O-E?
It's P-O-E. Neri spells it wrong every time. Yeah, okay. It's not Poe like the fucking Teletubby.
It's Poe Dameron. Damn, I'm wrong.
I will marry and fuck Poe all the days of my life.
That's not how the game works.
I'm making it work because not I how don't the want the
listen,
other two.
Listen, if we allowed you to make islands to put people where you didn't want to kill them, you cannot.
But I want
to
kill these two.
Okay, but no, but that's not how the game works. You have to pick one person for each category.
I don't want to.
At least Kylo has all of his, like, appendages.
I don't care. Like, he's throwing
Vader in there.
First of all, he's ugly. I don't want to.
No, put a bag over his head.
No. Okay, well,
but he has a scar. Okay, chicks dig scars.
If you're making me choose, fine. If you're gonna make me
twist
choose
her arm,
I'm gonna kill Kylo Ren.
Okay,
fuck that guy.
Okay,
I hate him. If I'm gonna have to have sex with somebody, I'm gonna have sex with Finn one time. Because he's going to be that fucking stalker guy that wants to talk to me all the time afterwards because I had sex with him once because he's black emotions. And cute. Because he's black and he's cute and he's probably got a big dick. So whatever. But I don't want to...
Once you go black.
Remember, with Finn, you can get him in during sex to fall out of character, thus revealing the accent. Because he is
British.
This
is true.
No, the actor is British. Finn, the character.
That's what I'm saying,
British.
But...
No.
But maybe he could do an accent in bed, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to give him a fake number after because I don't want... I'm going to have to give him a fake number. Listen, or just Uber the fuck out of there.
Regina Phalange.
Or Uber the fuck out of there before he wakes up because I don't want to fucking deal with it in the morning.
True.
And then I'm going to marry
Poe. How do you
Poe.
Like your eggs in the morning?
In
a cake.
In my ovaries where they belong.
taking them out of your ovaries?
In a breakfast sandwich as I walk out the door.
In a breakfast sandwich in my fucking Egg McMuffin in my car.
On the way home.
On the way home.
Hashtag walk of shame.
Yeah. Drive of shame. And then I'm going to marry Poe so I can fuck him all the days of my life.
Okay.
There you go.
I think I would kill Finn.
Yep. Same.
And I would fuck Kylo at least once. And Mary Poe, because same thing.
So fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'm killing off Finn.
Guys, they sell a Poe Dameron body pillow.
Yeah.
Like, I need it in my life.
I did not know this.
Yes. Yes, they do.
They released it after The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I need one.
I'm killing off Finn.
I have credit in my Amazon account.
Yeah. I'm killing off Finn. I am going to anger fuck Kylo.
You're not angry fucking him. You're pleasure fucking him. Who the fuck are you kidding?
I mean, same.
You know what?
I mean, when you angry.
Gladly fucking
him. You know what? Let's be fucking real. I'm going to marry fucking Kylo Ren and rule the fucking empire together.
She's going to rule the galaxy.
Let's be real. I'm going to try to rule this fucking empire. And I will fuck
Poe. I don't want to be dirty. Take me with you.
Exactly. And I will fuck Poe because you got to at least try that once.
Yeah.
Listen, from what David has told me on the like comics back stories or whatever, Poe Dameron is from a very like well-to-do family.
You can tell.
Again.
And they're like very like well-established.
You could tell.
Did they live in the Republic and they're blown up now?
They have one of the oldest trees that has something to do with something. Call him back.
I don't want to call him back.
Because they talk about blowjobs.
They took it once.
They
before.
Took it mean.
They took the fun approved. Out of it. Yeah, they did.
They took the fun out of
it. It was hashtag too real.
But yeah, I think, look, this is the first time we're completely off. Like all of
I
us.
I know. We never match. Yeah, I mean, we always match. This time we did not match.
Yeah, like, let's be real.
Are
like, forget
someone?
The anger. Forget the anger fuck. I'm just going to, I'm going to rule the fucking empire. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. You want a Weasley? I give you one.
Fuck that guy.
Not that one.
Not that one.
That's not the not Weasley that one. I want.
This, you're not the, this is
Charlie
not the,
or Bill.
This is not the Weasley I'm looking for.
This is not the Weasley you're looking for.
This is not the Weasley.
That's
I'm
a good title,
for.
Too.
This is not the Weasley I'm looking for.
A Star Wars special.
Feeling. Why is my call failing?
Because the boys are over us.
This is not the Weasley
I'm looking for.
That is not the Weasley.
Yeah, but let's be real. If I have a chance of
I also want
fucking my way to
a Weasley that's alive.
True.
Sorry, George.
Too soon.
It's been like years. 10 years and it's so still fucking
it's still
too soon.
Soon. It hurts. That one hurt. Damn it, J.K. Rowling. That one hurt.
It's a fucking twin. He feels them.
Ouch.
I also don't want Ron.
Yay, yay.
Nobody wants Ron.
He's
Hermione didn't want to fucking Ron.
Hermione settled hard as fuck.
Because she couldn't get out of the friend zone.
Mad about that shit.
Yeah, no, she settled hard as fuck.
She settled because
Harry
wanted...
And now it's become Harry Potter.
Yeah, because Harry wanted fucking Ginny, and yep. She had to just fucking settle for the friend zone.
Well, at least they both ended up with a Weasley.
So they're related?
I don't know, I'm drunk.
I don't know, but can I write Harry Potter in the Cursed Child fan fiction where
God,
Harry
please.
And Hermione are having an affair?
I wanted to shake Neri's niece the other day because I was asking her like what she wanted for Christmas. So she was telling me that she likes to read books and she likes like YA novels and all this stuff. So I was like, oh my God, have you read like the Harry Potter books? And she's like, no, I only read the last one. And I'm like, the last one? Like, you only read The Cursed Child? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why would you start?
Because I lent it to her. Had I known that, I would not have lent it to her. I would have been like, no. You need to start at the beginning.
You
and
failed
then work.
Her.
I did. And it's not my fault. Because I thought she, I'm like, I asked her, I'm like, oh, you like Harry Potter? Because I just read, because I had just gotten the book and I saw her. So I'm like, maybe this is the way that I can like talk to her. Because I don't know how to talk to 12-year-olds. So I was like, maybe she wants to read it and I can lend it to her. But had I known that she hadn't read the other books, I would not have let her start with that book. Like, I got very upset.
That hurt
my feelings.
You want to connect with a 12-year-old? I can teach you how to do that. His name is Dylan O'Brien and he's in The Maze Runner. And then you and your 15-year-old niece had the same crush. It's really awkward.
Because you're creepy.
He's 27, so really
more creepy than her. Great fantasies, Vanessa.
I don't have rape fantasies. Okay, that's going to be the title of this episode. Vanessa does not have rape fantasies.
No, it is.
I'm just defending the people that do.
It is Vanilla Chocolate Swirl, a Star Wars Last Jedi fan spoiler.
That's too long. I'm just going to... A Star Wars recap special.
But chocolate and vanilla swirl.
Yeah, it is. Chocolate it's chocolate vanilla swirl, a Star Wars recap special. Star Wars Last Jedi recap special. Too long. Star Wars special. You mentioned the comics, so it's all encompassing.
All right. I think we're done, guys.
Are we?
I think we're off the rails.
A little bit. All right, guys.
I want to rule the Empire.
Yes, that's why you're marrying Kylo. We've established it.
But no, and I'm thinking about it like I really do. Like, I wonder what outfit I could wear.
Your white coat with your red scarf.
God. I'll be the only one in fucking white.
No, all the storms, like all of the fucking storms. No, but like
the people, the leaders like, of the leadership. People.
Like I'll be all in black under and then like a white coat
with a red scarf. Would you have a helmet? A
white cape.
Would you have a helmet?
No, fuck that. He even got rid of the fucking helmet.
He did get rid of the helmet. But because Snoke called him a child with a mask.
That was kind of a little bit mean.
Sophie was like, he's not a child.
I was a little bit wrong.
Uncalled for, Snoke. Can I tell you that it really bothered me that after he was sliced in half, the legs stayed sitting in the chair for a really long time? Like, that really bothered me. I was like, his legs are...
Rigor mortis is real.
But it was right after he died. It wasn't rigor mortis. Because then they showed a scene where his legs, like, slumped out of the chair, like, half an hour later.
Which, by the way, Hux is a fucking idiot.
I mean, yes. Ray, why specifically?
When he goes, sorry, no. When he like, at, when he walks into the fucking chamber, and he's like, "What happened here?" And Kyle's like, "Well, Rey, she killed Snoke,
and she killed all the samurai guys. But I'm okay.
And she did, and she escaped. But you know,
but I'm okay.
But I'm."
No, he really is fucking stupid to fall for that shit. Like, I didn't think about it in the moment, but, like, no, he's fucking
like,
stupid.
Like, literally, that's like walking in and, like...
That's like walking in and watching...
That was what had happened.
Watching your kid, like, flick the joint. My friends were... I didn't smoke
No, that's
that.
Literally a... What happened here? Well, what happened?
What happened was that, you know, Rey... That's like how Sophie, when she lies... Well,
because like Rey came like untrained fucking Jedi, like or untrained Force user, fucking came in here, destroyed supreme fucking leader, Master Jedi, right? And me, whom I'm like pretty supposed to be a badass fucking Jedi, and took down the entire people.
Yeah, those samurai guys seemed like they knew what they were fucking doing.
You kind of,
you know, Hux is an idiot.
Hux is an idiot. Fucking not my Weasley.
Not my Weasley.
Okay, we really gotta like wrap this shit up.
All right, guys. So if you stuck with us through this madness, because this was madness.
This was not planned madness.
This is what happens. This is what happens when we don't have anything prepared.
I feel this also wasn't as bad as we've been in the past. We've had much.
Last week,
we've done
well,
much
with
worse.
Oni was awful. Like that was.
There was a reason for that.
When you listen to the Oni episode,
whether it's before this or after this, I don't know when this is airing.
You apologized.
Uh oh, what happened?
Neri was on stage when we were group video chatting.
If he doesn't answer, he's not gonna.
Oh, he says I loved looking at the phone. Okay, so if you stuck with us through our Star Wars spoiler recap ish episode,
yeah, this is the mama's take on Star Wars. This is what girls think about Star Wars.
Yeah, you know what? But you know what? This we need to do this for like more movies because
we
the boys never
really
let
fun.
Us like
they
get really like serious. About their
right.
discussions.
We like to think outside the box.
Yeah. Like, we talk about the important
things. We want to know about, can you use the force to make someone orgasm?
And
that's important information.
About
why my call kept failing, because Neri kept declining it.
Maybe.
Oh, you were calling the group? Call David directly.
No, that's not fun.
And also, we want
to
know about the Poe.
But you only wanted to ask David a question.
Yeah.
But that's not fun.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to know about the Poe and
Finn
and
ship
fan fiction. You know, this is where you come.
Yeah.
Not, yeah. You know, the boys' actual review, which is real.
Yeah, this is more fun. Because, again, this is outside the box. This is us just, like, mama thoughts that we have while we watch the movie.
And we know our shit.
I feel like we know our shit.
Because there's a... We can throw out some geek fucking knowledge to you.
I know where Wookiees come from.
I like the port. Oh, we didn't talk about the ports.
They were cute.
They were super cute. They're like little... They're like little penguins that could fly.
Jeff says that there's a waste of food. I think it was Jeff that said it.
They're a waste of food?
No, there was a waste of food because of the fact that Chewie had already cooked one up. And then because he looked at the other faces of the other ones, he didn't eat them. So he wasted food. I think
he did eat them.
But they were looking at him.
But he scared them away so he could eat them.
I don't think he ate them.
He ate them.
I think he still felt bad about them.
No. Chewie's a man. Deep down. He's a furry man, but he's a man. He ate them.
Basically a naked man.
Chewie's definitely naked.
He's definitely naked.
He doesn't wear clothes. Furs aren't fur. Well,
he's furry.
Yeah, but they're not clothes. Your dogs are naked.
Right, but... Okay, but we can't see their stuff.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Baloo, get up.
No, Baloo doesn't have them.
He has a dick.
It's just like Donald.
Okay, well, it's like underneath.
It's you just like Donald. All the time. Why the fuck does Donald wear a shirt?
To and cover his only duck nipples.
Ducks don't have nipples. You can't milk them.
I know. It was a joke. Joke killer. It was a joke.
But yet the women wear like skirts.
Yeah, because you got to cover the duck vagina.
But not the duck peen.
What is
no,
a
because that's inside.
Wait, but have they shown us a female Wookiee?
Not I think real. So.
There's like jokes about it.
I think we've only seen is Chewie the only Wookiee we've seen?
No, there's no. In episode 3.
You go to like you see the whole like well, four or no, six.
I only know this because David has been watching them like recently. So I've seen a lot of
right.
a lot of them recently. Episode 3 I think is the one.
3 or 6?
No, it's not 6. 6 is Return of the Jedi. What's wrong with you?
No, you're right. So
you're talking about the prequels, though.
Yes. In episode prequels. 3, I think, is where they go to the Wookiee planet.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And
I don't remember.
The thing is, I confuse them for like
but I don't know,
jokes that I've read.
I don't know if there's... I mean, I'm sure there are
I'm
female
sure there
ones.
Has to be female
I'm sure
Wookiees.
There are female ones they have to procreate.
Like, there's like a whole...
Unless
like,
they just like with osmosis.
There's a cartoon strip and it shows... Like, it's a joke one, obviously, that it shows Han and Chewie going to visit Chewie's family.
I want to see Wookiee boobs.
Yeah. And he goes to... It's and them standing outside of Chewie's house, and when the door opens, it's all Chewie's family,
mm-hmm.
like male, female, like moms, dads, kids, all like Wookiees, but with clothes on. And Han just looks at them and looks at Chewie and goes, "Were you fucking naked this whole time?"
That's funny.
I found that amusing.
That is amusing. All right, guys. So this week, let's bring this back into the station, guys. This week, we drank a Lirin Tempranillo, a Spanish wine. And what did we think? Did we like it? Did we
I
not
liked
like
it.
It. I liked it. It was very good.
Thanks.
It was kind of light.
Oh, man.
What?
Dave's going into a well, actually.
Oh, damn yes. it. Oh, Jesus, Dave.
Why do you open things up for this?
Pero qué pasa? Star Wars
holiday oh, the special. Holiday special.
Are there female Wookiees? Do
in
they
the
have
holiday
sex?
Special? It shows all of his family.
Well, the Star Wars holiday special apparently is banned because it's so terrible.
It is. It's pretty fucking bad. I've seen it.
First appearance of a
like,
female
did you
Wookiee.
See it when
though?
It aired?
I don't know if I saw it when it aired. Like I remember it, and then it used to be on YouTube.
It's not on YouTube anymore?
I don't think it is anymore.
Like, it's that terrible that they, like, they if I have erased it from existence because they don't want people to see it.
Yikes. All right, guys. So, I think that is the end of this episode. Yes, it is the end of this
yeah.
episode.
If you, we liked our wine. It was yummy. If you have not seen Star Wars.
You should watch it.
You should watch it. Probably shouldn't have listened to this until you did.
Or you should have. This was fun.
This was fun.
you may have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, but this was fun.
Yeah. And now, if you have seen Star Wars, we hope you enjoyed our take on it.
Our obviously non-expert take.
No, we have some expertise to it. Just
some, not like super. I mean, we had to ask. I feel like the force. You can use the force to make somebody orgasm.
You have to. You can force choke somebody. You can cut right. off their esophagus, and you can lift them off
you
of the ground.
You can get into their fucking brain.
Which means you can find the infamous G-spot, as Jeff said. You can.
It's a real thing.
It would probably be the best orgasm you ever had because it's internal.
Yes, I agree. All right, so on that note, if you have any stories or if you want to give us your opinions on these
thoughts. Force orgasms.
Force orgasms.
You want to talk
hashtag about- force orgasms.
Need to add that to our list of hashtags. If you would like to share your stories or share any opinions on what we talked about, send us wine recommendations to Mamas and Merlot. Mamas and Merlot. MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. It's the same on Facebook, Instagram. We're on Tumblr.
We're everywhere.
I've been thinking about starting a Spotify playlist for us.
Do it.
Because we talk about songs a lot. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could do that.
Do that. Also, we're going to stay tuned for some YouTube stuff.
It's coming.
It's coming. We're going to do some online content at some point. And
at some point.
Who knows what might come from the mamas in 2018.
Yeah. This is recorded pre-New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I just don't know when it's coming out. But I hope you enjoyed our Star Wars recap spoiler special.
I did.
I did too. I thought this was really fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Steph learned a lot about rape fantasies today.
She's not happy about that. I knew they were a thing. I just don't like to talk about them.
Well, I also found out.
We also found out that Steph has the perfect
sex operator voice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm available for hire if anybody wants to pay me.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us would turn that shit down.
If you guys want, if somebody wants to pay me to like read like exotic novels, like to read like to do like the book on tape exotic novel, like I'll totally do it too.
But this is what I sound like all the time.
No, I can do it.
Yeah, no, I can. I you know, give me a pack of cigarettes and we'll talk. This is what you get now. Like we can talk.
If you like the squeakiness that I have going on, I totally read for you.
You're the holiday special.
Aw. That really hurt my feelings.
There's a hot... Listen, coming from me, that's like the Hallmark movie. They're releasing books now.
The vicar won't be home for hours.
Where did you learn that word? All right, guys. We've tried to shut it down a bunch of times now. Shutting it down now. Thanks so much for checking us out. Love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.